This is PFW in progress.
You smiling?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football. Football's fun.
Fun, sir.
Fun, sir.
It's fun.
Yes.
You sure?
I think.
Now you're thinking. First you smile, then you think. You think football is still fun?
Yes.
Sir.
Yes. No.
No?
Sir. It was fun.
Not anymore, though, is it? Is it?
No, not by now.
No, it's not fun anymore. No. Not even a little bit.
No.
Make up your mind.
No, no.
Think, since you're thinking now. Go on, think.
No,
is
no.
it fun?
No, sir.
No.
No, sir.
Absolutely not?
Zero fun, sir.
PFW in progress with Fred Kirsch.
I can guarantee you there isn't a bum on the street that looks as raggedy and ridiculous as what I'm looking at right now. This is no democracy. It is a dictatorship. I am the law.
Paul Perillo.
And I noticed that he wears those leopard-spotted underwears, bikini style, sir.
And Andy. And Andy?
Think you got a future in football?
Andy Hart.
Oh, heck no. I just figure if I got to be in school, I might as well hit some people while I'm at it.
And while I'm excited about my future at Dighton Rehoboth.
Eric Scalavino. For now, anyway.
Does the term cruel and unusual punishment mean anything to you?
FNG, Mike Parenti.
You look like a bunch of fifth grade sissies after a cat fight.
PFW in progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
You got anger, that's good. You got aggression, that's even better. You're going to need that too. But any little two-year-old child can throw a fit. Football is about controlling that anger, harnessing that aggression into a team effort to achieve perfection. We will be perfect. Let's go to work.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. Fred and Andy back here on Thursday. And big day here because it's obviously the Qdoba question of the day week. No, question of the weekday. We're going to ask a question today.
Today.
And whoever wins gets some great Qdoba stuff we're eating right now, courtesy of Qdoba. So that's great. We'll be here until 2 o'clock taking your phone calls and emails at webradio@patriots.com. That's webradio@patriots.com. Phone number is 508-543-7482. So how you doing, Andy?
I'm a little overwhelmed.
Why are you overwhelmed?
These burritos are massive.
Yeah?
We should say that we didn't have build your own today. They shipped in an order. And I swear the burrito weighs 5 pounds.
Now, what's on the burrito?
Everything.
Yeah.
Rice, beans, tomatoes, sour cream. What's that green stuff called that I usually avoid?
I don't know.
Guacamole. Don't know.
Hey, guess who just walked into the studio?
Christina came to get her food.
Christina Acra. Are you going to stay and be on the show for a little bit?
Uh-oh.
I just might. I'm going to
this is
chat true. It up a little
you know,
bit.
This is something that we've wanted for quite a while, is to have you on the show.
Really?
Yes.
Well, why do you just say
well,
something?
Well, you know, it's kind of like when you're like in high school and you're at a dance and you see that pretty girl across and you're kind of shy. You don't want to ask her, you know, because you figure she's going to say no.
Fred, I had no idea that's how you felt.
Well, you know, it's just, you know, but hey, welcome.
Well, thank you. I have a delicious meal in front of me.
You do. You have a, what is that?
I believe, what did I order?
You know what you ordered.
Oh, okay.
It's oh, is he trying to get you to say something?
He is trying to get me to say something. But you know what? It is perfectly written on the menu as the naked burrito.
The naked burrito.
Naked burrito.
That's right? Hot, I believe.
And hot. It also is an early leader for Urban Dictionary Word of the Day.
That's right. That's right. So, Christina, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You're doing a great job with Patriots today.
Thank you very much.
No, seriously. It is... No, I'm not just blowing smoke. It's really something that a lot of other teams are talking about.
Really?
Yeah. They want to be able to do what we do. And I say it's all about people. You got to invest in people in order to do it. There's no magic bullet. You just got to.
How do you explain B-Lo?
Well, okay. You just got to have the right people. And I think you've really done a great job with it.
We've had a lot of fun doing it. I think it's definitely something, I mean, I haven't seen anywhere else as far as other teams. I think we've set a precedent, and we just keep growing and getting better at what we're doing. So it's great. We're getting a lot of feedback. So yeah.
Now you get to interview a lot of the players. How have they been? Because we don't ever get to interview them. They won't talk to us.
It depends. Some of them come in hungry, and they're a little touchy. No, just kidding.
Uh-oh.
They come in around lunchtime. But, no, they've been great. They come in, you know, sit down, kind of a relaxed atmosphere in our studio downstairs and just give us a feel for the week, you know, the game coming up,
yep.
What, you know, the talk. And you hear the sound bites from the locker room and that kind of thing. every now and then they'll kind of give us a little insight on, you know, what they're all really thinking and how they're pushing forward through the week.
But they've got to know you now. They feel comfortable with you. Do you get to joke around with them?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, especially when it comes to college football, I really like the hard-hitting.
Now, are you a Miami fan?
I'm a Florida Gator fan.
Florida Gator fan,
yes.
That's right.
Yes. So I got Ben Watson always likes to give me a shout-out and bark, say go dogs, because he's a big Georgia guy.
So how can you
Georgia
give Chad
guy.
Jackson a pep talk while he was here?
I should have told him to think back to his Gator days and, you know, let's see that some Gator football. But, the guys are fun, definitely, especially because I have been here for a year. I've gotten to travel and do some stories on them back in their hometowns, see a different side of them there. So definitely gotten to know some of them.
Now, you're not just doing Patriots Today. You're also doing All Access. You're doing are you doing stuff for Totally Patriots, too?
No, I don't do Totally Patriots. Okay. I don't do the kids show. Carrie Connolly is on that. She hosts that show. But, All Access, that's where I get to travel, considering I'm not traveling this week.
I sense a little bit of bitterness.
No. Brian Lowe handles it perfectly fine. Someone's got to hold down the fort here, right?
You don't really want to go on that trip. That's a boring trip. That's not like the Super Bowl trip.
Oh, the Super Bowl was great.
Wasn't that
I'm
awesome?
Glad I got to experience that, definitely.
Unfortunately, it didn't end up the right way.
I know.
It is cool going there and busting ass for a week and really, you know, it's good stuff.
Yeah. It was fun. Definitely fun. It was a great city.
Yeah.
And pretty intense trip, and it came down to the wire. It's really unfortunate it didn't end better than that. It would have made for an even better trip, but we had fun.
You've made quite an impression on all of our listeners and the people that are registered on Patriots.com. You're the subject of many bulletin board posts.
Oh, that's good.
People
want to
know,
right?
People want to know more about you. Obviously, most people know that you were a former Miami Heat dancer.
Yes, I was.
I was kind of hoping Lori Baranski was here because she's a former Patriots cheerleader. I want to see if there'd be any, you know, hostility.
Lori Baranski?
No, hostility.
No,
I mean, there's difference. There's,
you
know.
Get a cat fight going. No?
Cat fight? No way. No, that's great. I think all of us girls who do professional dancing and cheerleading should stick together. It's a sport to some, a lot of girls who've grown up not playing actual sports, but dancing, cheering, doing gymnastics.
Right.
I was a gymnast when I was younger. A lot of the cheerleaders, I think, have done gymnastics. So, in a sense, we see it as a sport.
No,
so we're kind of teammates.
I know how hard they work,
you know,
being in charge of that.
Yeah.
Christina, when were you with Miami?
I was with Miami the season after they won. So it was the 06-07 basketball season.
That was a bad season.
Yeah, it wasn't as good as the one before. Definitely not. But it was fun to be on the team coming off of a win like that because the promotional things that we were doing, the publicity we were getting, you know, they were the team to beat going into the next season. So it definitely was fun from that aspect. But by the end of the season, I was like, oh.
And now I have to ask you a question because Shaq is one of my favorite athletes of all time.
Really?
Is he a bad guy or
Shaq,
is he a...
From my perspective, we had no interaction with the players. I'll put that out there. We were really off limits to even going in their sight, their vicinity.
Right.
It was too totally separate. You know, there was no interaction there. But just talking to people in the organization, everything, he was just a fun guy, liked to have a lot of fun. I don't think he's a bad guy at all.
Good.
Yeah, and then he became a Miami cop or something like that, going and arrested.
He was deputized.
Yeah.
I think they took that away, though, when he did that rap about Kobe and his, you know...
I like that rap.
I say that. I don't.
That was fun. We've said worse things in this show.
Yeah, I never want to.
But you also studied broadcast journalism at Florida.
Yes, I went to the University of Florida. We have a great communications program there. I was a news anchor there. We have an actual student-run. It's a PBS affiliate. It's I'm going to forget the call letters that I said so many days, day after day. But anyway. Yeah, so I did everything from weather to news, anchoring, reporting out in the field. So really good basis for my career.
Yeah, you're doing great.
Thank you.
So,
I appreciate
it. Isn't that the program Erin Andrews came out of?
She did as well, yes.
As soon as everybody gets off, we're going to grab them and
Star
have a party.
Study. Were you there at the same time? Or?
No, she was there. I believe she graduated either a couple years ahead of me or maybe 1 year ahead of me getting there as a freshman. So she's a good... 5 years ahead of me or something, six.
Yep.
But she was also a dancer there.
Oh.
Dance for the University of Florida basketball team.
As soon as everybody gets off, we're going to have a party.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
That's cool. So have you heard about this show?
Which show?
PFW in Progress, the show you're on right
now. Oh, of course. Oh, yes.
You have.
I've heard plenty of things about PFW in Progress.
Yeah.
Notice she didn't
All
say good.
All good things.
Really?
Yeah, no, I've heard about it.
Okay.
And you're on it occasionally when
well, yeah,
I am.
We've got an Urban Dictionary word of the day.
Gary likes, yeah. You got to watch when you walk in here because his finger's always on the record button,
yes.
I feel
we
like.
We know very well.
That is true.
So anything that that you guys hear me say, don't listen to it.
It's all out of context.
Edit it.
It's all out of context.
No, I know you guys just have fun
tinkums.
In here.
Right.
What was that?
Boo-boo Tinkums.
Who's
Boo-boo
that?
Boo-boo Tinkums.
That's Andy.
Was that a dictionary word of the day?
Yes, it actually was.
And
but
what
he
does
doesn't
it mean?
Say, it really just means about a cat going to the bathroom.
Really?
In the litter box. Boo-boo Tinkums.
Is that what you say about your cat?
No. No.
That's
so
funny.
Let's talk a little bit about the Patriots. What do you think so far this year? Did you expect what you're seeing once Brady went down? Do you think that they're playing over their heads? And what do you think about the season going forward?
You know, it's funny. I didn't know what to expect. And I think I had a really almost blurred point of view coming in on the year I came in last year.
Right.
You know, obviously that probably wasn't going to happen again. But I really kind of was like, okay, since this is kind of out of the ordinary, what is the next season going to be like? You know the players are there. You know they're good. They know, you know they've got the coaching, the basis. And then once Brady went down, and it was even more of, okay, let's see what this team really has kind of thing. And I think they're doing well so far.
Yeah.
I think they're gonna be fine.
Have you had a chance to talk to Matt Cassel?
I have talked to Matt Cassel. Last year I talked to Matt a couple of times. Probably one of the best personalities on the team.
Yeah.
He comes in, he's really relaxed, you know, says not afraid to be himself and just say what he's thinking kind of thing. Likes to go joke around and it was impressive. I think last season he came in and talked to us about some of the things he does outside of football. I think he's into business and real estate, that kind of thing. I think he even mentioned broadcasting at one point. But yeah, he's a great personality, great guy. So I'm glad to see him succeed.
We had him on the show with Welker, and I swear the two of them should have their own show.
Really?
Oh, they were
outstanding. I'm sure that they play off of each other a lot, yeah.
If you say something on this show and you don't have an answer for it, somebody, one of our listeners, will give us the answer within seconds, and you work for WUFT.
Oh, thank you. It was that's not hard to figure out. UFT, right? Yes, it's WUFT Channel 5.
And funnier if it was WFUT.
What?
Well, UF stands for University of Florida.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
So strippers, thank you.
Strippers.
I know you didn't say it, but
right, strippers.
Thanks for that.
He's
update.
One of our listeners.
Okay,
he runs porn sites.
Really?
Yeah,
he does. He's a webmaster, but he's really good with the internet. So if we say something and we don't have, he 3 seconds later he emails.
Seriously, ask a question. He'll find it.
He's our fact
Fabulous.
Checker.
Okay,
like
tremendous.
You've heard of like Jenna Jameson and all?
Yes.
He runs her site or did Playboy just fired? Playboy bought her site
nice.
And now they fight. They've laid off half their staff.
Oh, wow.
Like last week, it got canned.
Well, I'm glad he's still giving us some stats.
But he also does Adrian Peterson's site. And,
oh, great. You know.
Yeah, he has sports sites. He's a big Oklahoma fan.
Great.
Right.
Oklahoma.
Christina's like, great.
Can I go now?
So, all right. Well, you know, you're free to hang out if you want. If you want to eat and listen or whatever you want to do.
I would love. We actually have someone coming in. We're going to be shooting Patriots this week in about 15 minutes.
I got somewhere to go.
It's a legitimate excuse, okay?
No, but it's good for our listeners. A lot of our listeners have mentioned you and very impressed with your work.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Keep watching, guys. It'll only
generally
get better, hopefully.
It's more Acra, less Belo is the tone of most emails.
And you should know.
Everybody loves Belo.
Yeah, but they also love to take shots at him.
Oh, of course. He's you know, he could take it pretty well, you know. Those are the easiest
ones. Has Belo asked you out?
No.
Honestly. Come on. Be honest.
Fred, do not even go there.
Has he asked you out?
No, he has not. Brian is a good friend of mine.
Of course he's
a great
guy. Great guy.
Yes.
So he has asked you out.
Strictly professional. No,
no,
he has not.
He hasn't asked you out.
No, he has not.
And he's not a professional.
He's a good guy. He takes the shots well, that's for sure.
You know, that's the worst thing for a guy to be called. He's a good guy by a girl.
Well, what if I sat here and said he's a you know what, and you know, I mean obviously I would never throw him under the bus.
You'd fit right in.
I'd have more respect for him.
That's what we say. Did he tell you the story about the love train?
The love train, no, I haven't.
He went on his birthday, I believe, last Friday or Saturday, into San Francisco and apparently was on some it was a love fest and the train was a double decker train with people just groping each other, making out.
Yeah.
And
that was like Love Fest weekend in San Francisco.
I have not heard about that.
I don't think he actually partook in the groping or.
No.
I don't know what he did. I think he just observed from the
Jumped
bar,
off the double, the second deck, maybe?
Right. So,
oh, God.
Okay. Well, so he's a good guy and he's good to work with.
Yes.
We know that. We know that.
It's a hard work.
And he hasn't asked you out.
No, he is not asking out. And he will not be asking me out.
Oh, you made that very clear to him.
He's made that very clear to me.
Oh. Kind of like she's making it very clear she's uncomfortable and would not like to talk about this anymore.
Well, that's the idea. You come on here and you get uncomfortable.
I'm sure. Yes, yeah. I can handle
it. It's the opposite of Patriots today. You try to make people comfortable. We try to make them uncomfortable.
Oh, that's fantastic. Show. I'll be sure to send everyone down here to
And you're succeeding,
Fred.
All right. Well, Christina Acra from Patriots Today. And by the way, does Matt Smith, does he share the numbers with you? Outstanding numbers.
Occasionally, but I haven't seen an update recently. So
yeah.
If you could send them my way, I'd love to see those.
Hundreds of thousands of downloads
of
the
feedback's
show.
Feedback's always good. That's what keeps us going.
Well,
so.
I'm giving you it.
Thank you very
it's
much.
Good
I
stuff.
Appreciate it.
Keep it up. Good work.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Christina. Thanks for lunch.
Christina Acra from Patriots Today. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Patriot Place, New England's first and only super regional lifestyle and entertainment center, is now open right next to Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts. The home of the New England Patriots and the New England Revolution is now the home of New England's most exciting entertainment and shopping destination, featuring Circuit City, Bed Bath & Beyond, Christmas tree shops, off-Broadway shoes, Staples, and New England's first Bass Pro Shops. Patriot Place has something for your shopping needs. And coming soon to Patriot Place is the first CBS Scene Restaurant and Bar, a four-star hotel, showcase live entertainment venue, and the long-awaited hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon. Patriot Place will soon be the home to more than 70 shopping, entertainment, and dining experiences unlike any other in New England. Visit patriot-place.com for more information and enter the grand opening sweepstakes for the opportunity to win a $10,000 Visa gift card for a Patriot Place shopping spree. A once-in-a-lifetime experience every day at Patriot Place, everyone wins.
Well, it's that time of year again where Sunday means you're doing something football. Whether it's tailgating in the parking lot, throwing the pigskin around, or just hanging in and watching the game on the tube, it's all about football. And when you're not watching football or playing football, well, I think we both know you're thinking football. And all that can make you a little hungry. That's why there's the tasty snack wrap from McDonald's. Snack wraps now come in your choice of three flavors. New Chipotle barbecue, honey mustard, and ranch. And they're available with grilled or crispy chicken. Delicious and easy to eat. It's the perfect game time snack. So grab one today. And when you do, if you're looking at that chicken select and it kind of reminds you of a quarterback in the middle of the pocket, except now he's surrounded by cheddar jack cheese, ranch sauce, and lettuce, well, maybe you're thinking just a little too much about football. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
When you've got a lineman-size hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac Attack sausages, first down franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mild and hot Sac Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, first down franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's, and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine and Associate Grocers of New England, and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
The Super League Championship in the history books. The Revs are making another run in an MLS Cup Championship. Don't miss their playoff push at Gillette Stadium with the Budweiser Quest for the Cup 2-pack. With the Budweiser Quest for the Cup 2-pack, you'll get two tickets to one of the Revs' final matches of the season and a pair of Budweiser Revolution pint glasses free. That's two tickets, two pint glasses, and one chance to cheer on the Revolution at Gillette Stadium with playoff implications on the line. Budweiser Quest for the Cup 2-pack start at just $38. Take in a Revs match, and you'll take home a matching pair of Revolution pint glasses free. Must be 21 or older to participate. Call the Revolution Ticket Office at 1-877-GET-REVS or log on to revolutionsoccer.net for tickets, game information, and everything else New England Revolution.
What a goal! Taylor 12 and
pride.
The sellout crowd in Foxborough rises to their feet.
Passion.
Oh my goodness! Michael Parkhurst, are you kidding me?
Revolution.
And now, a blog reading from Dan Tugender.
Tugender.
February 3rd, 2008. Alicia Keys. Wow, that woman is gorgeous in person, even through my binoculars. She just did a rockin' live version of her number one hit, No One. Great stuff.
For other blogs on your favorite team, log on to Patriots.com. They're on there somewhere.
All right, that reminds me that as we speak, the PFW guys are out there blogging. So, interesting stuff about Alcatraz from yesterday. I guess
for them.
Yeah. What do you mean for them?
Well, I thought you meant the players. Some of the players also
I heard Maroney went, but Paul and Mike and Eric went out to Alcatraz, and Paul apparently lost 30% of his body weight. So he's down to like 300 pounds.
So. How did he lose 30% of his body weight?
He walked a lot.
Amputated.
They walked a lot.
Bit by a shark.
There's a picture of Paul in a prison cell.
Is there?
Yeah, on the blog. So
I'll have to check that out.
No. He's on the phone. I don't know what the...
He's trying to get out of jail. Right. Call his lawyer.
So, but they had a good time, and Eric drove, so there were no incidents.
That's good.
But a good entry by Parenti, though. Just
I have bitch slapping no everybody formal else. Artistic training.
He's pained. He's so pained when he says it.
Kind of like our listeners with the first 15 minutes of this show.
Well, no, I think people wanted to meet Christina Acra.
Yeah, and they were listening to her on the radio in an uncomfortable conversation with you.
I don't think she was uncomfortable. Do you think she was uncomfortable?
Yes. Below has not asked me out, and he will not.
It's all right. Let's see. Joke, how can Paul lose 10 ugly pounds? Cut his head off. That's from strippers.
I think that's only 8. Remember that movie, Jerry Maguire? Human head weighs 8.
Chuck writes in, you brought Christina on the show to talk about porn. This is a football show. Who are we playing this weekend?
San Diego. Now
very upset about that.
Now
TG and MJ, interesting. Now you guys get Christina Acra on the show, and now you're talking about football. So what are we talking about, porn or football? I don't know.
One's ever happy.
Depends on the filter that you're listening, right. I guess. So,
no one's ever happy, Fred.
No. But we will have one of the guys calling in soon.
Oh God, please don't be Eric. He was terrible.
I do want to get his reaction from being blown up yesterday, though. I want to know if he's upset with us.
We should also mention we have picks later today, and I was able to get picks for both Mike and Eric.
Paul just sent his.
Oh, okay. So we have all the picks.
Yeah, can you print that out?
We can do it.
Yeah, Paul said he's going to call in for it, too.
Good.
Oh, he's going to call in.
We'll have a full picks contest. We should update with some of the news out of San Diego, and some of that would be – no, not out of San Diego, out of Santa Clara – the practice situation, Lamont Jordan did not practice, listed with a calf injury, which is obviously what we were discussing yesterday. And Lawrence Maroney actually on the injury or the practice participation report with shoulder. But
yeah.
Practiced completely. Some of the other guys, Kelly Washington, still injured. Why am I drawing a blank? Eric Alexander still injured.
What if you found out that Maroney's been playing with a slightly separated shoulder?
I'm still... Either he can't stay healthy and I'm annoyed, or he's healthy and he dances and isn't productive and I'm annoyed. Either way, he's not a productive, consistent factor on this offense. Okay. The reason behind it is mildly irrelevant to me.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
No? I mean...
Fair enough.
It's not like... If you told me he was playing with cancer, if he's John Lester...
Oh.
No, I'm just saying...
All right.
If you... Then okay, that's different. But if he has a mildly separated shoulder, well... So do probably half the players on the field at some point in their career, and they play. And you have to judge them and what they do when they're on the field. And what he does when he's on the field, more often than not, is dance.
Okay. All right. Webradio@patriots.com is the email address, webradio@patriots.com. Everything starts later there. So last evening you might have heard or watched Bill Belichick on patriots.com.
Yep.
You know, nothing new really going on. You know, some of the points he hit on was he liked the fact that they were out there. He thinks it's been working out so far, that they were got an early start on film study. There was no delay.
Yeah, so it doesn't sound like – we discussed it a little bit yesterday. It doesn't sound like this is sort of falling flat and there's a chance they don't do it again.
I think this has been a positive. I think the players seem to be in good mood. Seymour was interviewed yesterday, a bunch of other guys, and they all seem to be in good spirits. I guess they had a lively practice. Saw Randy Moss out there looking good. He's been, you know, interacting as he always does with his teammates.
Mm-hmm.
Castle was interviewed. Actually, Castle's going to be interviewed today officially. There'll be a conference call. We'll have that on Patriots.com later today. I think it's around 3:30 our time.
No idea.
I think so. So there's still a lot of content coming from Santa Clara to Patriots.com today. So it's like you're there. Patriots.com just delivers.
We deliver.
Delivers. I was just looking at the amount of stuff that we post on a daily basis on Patriots.com. I think our fans are spoiled. We have to spoil them.
You've been patting your own back for two straight days now.
What are you talking about?
Oh, the listeners, like 1,000. I feel like Oprah, and you're telling the PFW posse to go out and do things.
Well,
now you're amazed by the con. It's our job. Mr. Kraft pays us to do that.
I would like to see if we could have an effect. If our legions of fans could have an effect, you know, it'd be cool. Just if they got 500 phone calls saying, talk football. You know, even if they don't put them on the air, that's all I'm looking for. There's a barrage of phone calls.
Okay. We'll see how that works out for you.
You don't like that because you're afraid that it'll get back to them that you were on a show trying to cause trouble and you won't get
no.
a gig there.
I've never gotten a gig there, so I'm not really all that worried.
Okay. Well, you never know. You know, Paul is kind of out of the outs there.
I've noticed. I think he has, too.
We're out of here, Andy.
All right. What else do we got? Other football news. Now, Stripper sends us another update on Chris Chambers. The outlook's getting a little better. Chambers improved, it says. The Chargers may have gotten some good injury news Wednesday as wide receiver Chris Chambers was walking normally with his left ankle tape. Quote, better than the prognosis, he said with a smile. Feels better than yesterday, if that's any indication. Chambers' ankle was crushed and rolled in a pile of players after reception at the one-yard line Sunday at Miami. He said he thought he had broken it initially, and the outlook was not good Monday for him to play this week. Even Wednesday, he wasn't quite ready to declare himself a go for Sunday. I'm just walking right now. That's a good thing, Chambers said. As for tomorrow, I'll see when I wake up in the morning.
Yeah, I'd seen a report about that. You're catching a break either way. If he doesn't play, you're catching a huge break. If he plays, he's not going to be 100%. He's not going to be running and cutting to his full ability. So if you're Ellis Hobbs or you're Delta O'Neill, you're catching a break because you're not getting Chris Chambers at his best 100%.
Right.
And, you know, looking forward just for a minute, the Broncos have some injuries too, I saw. I'm working on the preview for them. Tony Scheffler, the tight end, is going to miss this week, and Selvin Young, their starting running back, is going to miss this week. So looks like the Patriots might be catching some breaks here with some injuries to other teams because they've stayed virtually healthy, aside from, you know, obviously the one major injury to Tom Brady.
I mean, that's huge.
But they've avoided, I mean, they've had Kelly Washington for a while now, Eric Alexander for a while now, Jordan, a couple different injuries here, but not a ton of injuries. And, you know, part of that might be at least defensively all the rotating. A lot of guys haven't played.
Yep.
You know, they might be in there. What's this, their fourth game, fifth game they're going to play?
Right.
But the snaps are not at what might be a normal month of football total. So, you know, maybe that's benefiting them, and that should help them. They've been outspoken about that should help them moving forward.
And Stephen Neal will come back to add some depth. He may not start right
Neal
away.
Neal and Ross are around the corner in terms of potentially being options on the offensive line. So overall health of the team at this point in the season is pretty good, again, aside from the devastating injury to the quarterback.
Speaking of health and injury reports, there's some shenanigans going down in Miami. They have not listed any player on any injury report this
season.
Fountain
of Youth is down there.
So something's going on down there. Bill Parcells is sending another one of his messages to the league.
I thought Bill wasn't running the show, you told me yesterday.
I doubt that.
You told me he wouldn't have gone there. He couldn't have gone there.
Right.
Part of the obligation.
It can't get out there that he's running the show, but he is certainly running the show.
He's running the show. Everybody knows it, even Jerry Jones.
Yeah.
What does he care? His team's fine except for the whole Pac-Man
Jerry
Jones.
Yeah, I was going to say, Jerry Jones has other things to think about. Reports today that Pac-Man Jones got involved in a scuffle with his bodyguard or babysitter. I don't know what you want to call him.
Both.
But I guess Pac-Man Jones showed up to practice with some marks on his face. It's unclear whether or not this is his own bodyguard or somebody assigned to him
by the team
to keep him out of trouble.
But the bottom line is he was drinking, supposedly, and there was some sort of verbal and physical altercation that caused the hotel that they were at, it had a weird name, I forgot what it was, but to call the cops. So
These
are the things he's supposed to be doing his absolute damnedest to avoid. He shouldn't be, I know this sounds extreme, but he shouldn't be drinking. Certainly shouldn't be drinking excessively in public where things can go wrong.
It really does sound like this guy can't help himself.
Right.
He will not change his stripes.
And this is by no means as extreme as some of the other issues he's had in his past, but
no,
he
but,
needs to be perfect.
Yeah.
You know, the spotlight is on him. So, as I said, if he can't not drink, say he, you know, and everybody has the right to have a couple beers, whatever, their off day, but...
God knows Paul does.
Even on his on days. That's why he wasn't on the show yesterday. But he should be doing it at home, or... Because if you're in public and you have a couple, right, and a couple turns into a few, things can happen. You might not always be in the wrong, but some guy starts jabbering with you and something just sort of escalates. He needs to avoid all of that at all costs, and
yep,
I guess he isn't able to.
All right, I guess T.O. got emotional last week, but he says that there was a death in his family, and that's why he was emotional during the game.
I hate T.O.
You know, so you know, you go from one diva to another.
Yeah, screw T.O.
You don't like T.O.?
No.
He drops just too many balls for that much talking. He really does. He is a gifted athlete, but his hands aren't that good.
And did you see, there's a lot of talk nationally, and I know that nobody wants to get into baseball, that's why they get mad at EEI, but the Tim McCarver comments about Manny Ramirez, despicable, everything he did here in Boston, all that. Well, tied into those comments were some comments that included Randy Moss. I don't know if you saw that, Fred, where he said, you know, there's always going to be these types of guys, and he listed T.O. and Randy Moss and all these prima donna types who can be bad apples in his Manny Ramirez comments. And then another tie-in to the Patriots, the Raiders are potentially in trouble thanks to Al Davis's rambling and accusations of tampering in the Randy Moss trade. They apparently, according to Mike Lombardi, have been sent a letter to Oakland because the league has really tried to crack down the last couple of years through Spygate and some of the other issues of teams just throwing stuff out there, bad-mouthing other teams' accusations. And apparently, if they are not able to prove that there's some validity to these comments, the Raiders are going to be the ones on the end of the discipline from Roger Goodell.
Yeah, they're talking as much as maybe a $250,000 fine and
which
maybe
is good.
Draft picks.
Which is good, because I think Al Davis throughout his life has always been the kind that throws stuff out there with no repercussions.
Put up or shut up.
And this time, looks like it could cost him. Now, I mean, maybe they have something. I have no idea. Maybe he has some sort. I doubt it, because these tampering things are hard. Unless he has, you know, flight records to some place and can put Moss in that place. I just think the way it came together, it sounds like it legitimately came together over draft weekend.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see how that plays out. Patriots on the other end of the whole commissioner investigation.
One other thing before we get to Anthony in Naples, who's on the phone. I was very surprised to learn that it was kind of not a foregone conclusion that this was going to be a sold-out game in San Diego, that they sold the tickets at the last minute to not have a blackout there.
Really?
And it just raises questions of, is this team gone, and are they going to be moving to L.A.?
Which is one of your little pet topics you love to talk about.
Right. Well, they're gonna eventually fill L.A. with a team, whether it's one of the existing teams that moves or they expand, you know, at some point. I don't know. But San Diego certainly is one of those teams that gets mentioned in that.
And there's no excuse as a city to not be able to sell it out.
Absolutely
A rematch of the AFC title game, a team that's been competitive over the last few years, battling for titles.
And that stadium isn't that big a stadium. I think it's, 70? Maybe.
It's a football stadium. Yeah. I don't know. They're all big. But there's no real excuse for that. I mean, other than they don't care. They, you know, there's surfing to do rather than football games, whatever it is. But
that's always been the knock on those West Coast teams. I mean, you know.
And I think there's some truth to it.
Yeah.
I mean, on a Sunday in New England in November, what are you going to do? There's not a ton of stuff. You can go look at Leaves. Oh, great. See, the Leaves are there. You go to a Patriots game, there's not a ton of things to do, whereas out west, there's a million different. I mean, you can drive up to the mountains, right, and go skiing. You can go out to the ocean and surfing. There is more to do, and I think there's something to be said for that and how it affects attendance at professional sports.
All right. As promised, Anthony in Naples on the phone. Anthony!
What's going on, guys?
How you doing? What's up?
Doing pretty good. I haven't called in a bit. Thought I'd chime in.
All right.
And interesting point there about the Chargers moving to Los Angeles. That's feasible. You know what I always thought, though? How about the Jaguars?
They've also been a team mentioned.
They should.
Yeah,
I think it's a shame in that huge stadium they always have those four corners covered up, you know, with the logo.
Yep.
Because they never fill it out. They're not able to sell out all those seats.
Yeah, they officially reduced their seating capacity.
They covered those permanently because now to get a sellout in order to be on TV, they have to hit a lower number. They permanently covered those, basically.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. Honestly, I think maybe the smarter move would be the Chargers, because, you know, to be on top like they've been, to be an exciting team like that, and they in a huge market like San Diego, and they still can't sell it out, yep. I think you get the best of both worlds by getting the Los Angeles crowd and the Chargers crowd.
Well, the minute... Go ahead. I'm sorry, Anthony.
I was just going to say, how far away is San Diego from Los Angeles?
It's a four-hour drive.
Yeah, it's... I mean, it's within reason that some Chargers fans from San Diego could remain Chargers fans if the team moved to L.A.
Yeah.
So you might be able to...
finding a point in between, so you get both markets.
Well, I think they want to be in L.A., Minnesota Vikings is another team that's been mentioned as...
Well, they're getting a stadium, so that's
now they're
done.
Getting a stadium. The Bills have been mentioned, but I think if they move, it'll be Toronto.
Right.
Probably.
Yeah.
That would be pretty neat. But truthfully, guys, you know why I'm calling?
Why? You wanted to talk to Christina Acra.
No, actually, I wanted to mention that I actually took a look at Eric's website.
I'm sorry.
Now, I had no idea what you guys were talking about before, how he's copying things. I thought he was, I didn't know he went through that extent of actually putting a grid.
Yes.
And then just copying each square.
No formal artistic training.
He copies.
Listen, I give him all the credit in the world. I can't do that. But, you know, my impression of a true artist, they just draw it, correct?
Correct. He's not a true artist. You are accurate.
I have no formal artistic training.
But you isn't that site very high on unintentional humor?
You ain't kidding. Oh, my God. Just like some of the drawings, it was hysterical.
Everything. You read, like, the frequently asked questions or whatever, and there's one where he says, by popular demand, I added color to my rep. Who? You didn't sell a single black and white.
I think he's extremely high. Even before I knew about the grid thing, I was like, you know, if he wants to get popular, come on, like, charge maybe a couple $100, $500, maybe $1,000, depending how big and how much work he does.
Well,
right.
He's a
struggling... price range of $5,000, that's just absurd.
He's a struggling artist who refuses to struggle.
Right.
That's his problem. You know,
he's too pompous for his own good, you know.
Yeah, it's just, it's very odd. But anyways, it was just too funny. I was just, wow, I had to... make a point on that. It's just, that's bad.
Well, feel free to call back again when he's on the show, and you can tell it right to him, because he doesn't believe us when we tell him all these things, so maybe he'll actually trust your opinion. Because
he could probably, if he did those things for a couple $100,
right,
he could sell them.
He thinks that's beneath
him. Training.
He thinks the way to create the demand is to be, you know, high-end rather than actually get it out there, and maybe somebody has it on their wall, and somebody else sees it and wants to buy one.
You should understand that most of these guys that are now getting $1 million a... it's only after they're dead.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And here's the thing, too, that if you're actually truly interested in his work and you see that movie, you come to realize, wait a minute, all of his customers that he's putting on this movie are his relatives.
Right.
You're like, he's killing himself in this movie.
Oh, there's a funny film just from this, I think.
Yes.
You know?
It is fascinating, the entire Eric Scalavino.
We should make about a film about Eric's film.
Yes.
Oh, it's hysterical. One other thing, guys. I was actually noticing on Patriots Place, but Fred, I think there's going to be a new hamburger shop that's going in there that's going to be your demise.
Yeah, the Five Guys.
Yes. Yeah. Have you had those burgers?
I haven't, but I heard after you've had a few, you look like your Five Guys.
Oh, without a doubt, Fred. I have a couple down here, and I do everything I can not to drive by it.
Really?
Ooh. Yeah, they're that good. They remind you of hamburgers of when you were, like, a kid, or maybe you, like, a couple of years ago. But anyway. But you know, like, how they're wrapped in tin foil and you just get that greasy type burger?
Oh, I love that.
Burger?
Yeah.
That's how they're fried. And their french fries are cut fresh, like they're in peanut oil. I'm telling you, just try to stay away.
Okay.
All right, guys, that's it.
I don't have
much to say.
See you,
Anthony. Anthony in Naples, how you doing?
He really does need to call back when Eric's here, though. Yeah, tell it right to Eric.
That would be good.
Because Eric doesn't, he thinks we're just, busting his chops.
We're jealous.
Right.
Yeah. Adam from Linfield, loyal listener since 05, love the show, except Eric, of course. Anyways, want to get your opinion on the run versus pass split on Sunday. Who do you see with the majority of the carries? And also, thank God Christina got out of there early in the show. It's only a matter of time before Andy brings up rib pontoons.
Not with her.
No, Andy would not do that with her.
But go to pfwinprogress.com.
Yes, there's rib pontoons on there from our good friend Christy in D.C.
Yeah, Christy in D.C. is, I think she's now become the official PFW in Progress.
She's the busty babe of our show.
Yeah.
No question. And by the way, I'd just like to point out, when Christina was here, I was perfect.
You didn't say anything.
he was the one who.
No,
was,
you were nervous. I'd never seen you like that before. And, you know, you were like,
because I don't know her. No, I don't know her like that. And you once told me
I don't know her that either.
You basically told me the rules that you should play by, and that's. And this is a similar situation. If you're busting somebody's balls and they don't know you're busting their balls, you're an a-hole.
Right.
Well, it's the same thing with her. If you're just kind of kidding around, but she doesn't know you well enough to just know that it's a game,
you
know, you're an a-hole.
But I prefaced all that saying...
And by the way, if you're an a-hole in a position of power, you get sued.
But
that's you.
I prefaced the whole thing by saying, you've heard about this show, and so...
That doesn't make it okay.
No, but
did you see the girls from Hawaiian Tropic are suing the owners?
Of who? Of what?
There's a Hawaiian Tropic restaurant.
Yeah.
Which I'm assuming it's well understood. If you're a waitress there, there's going to be some...
Right. You better have a tan.
In, yeah. And, they understood the rules, and yet they're suing for $600 million because the chef groped them and somebody said
this. Well, that's different. I didn't grope her. She's sitting all the way across the table.
I couldn't even reach her.
You know? No, but she understands the
nature of the show. So if she was at a different mic, you would have groped her?
Maybe. No, but I made sure that she had... understood the nature of the show.
Plus, remember when we had the...
I made more fun of B-Lo than I did her.
That is true. But yeah. You said some questionable things.
Did
but
I?
Remember when we had the videos put up on pfwprogress.com and she was sunbathing in the nude?
Christina Acra?
Not real videos. They were...
Oh, those little cartoons.
Jib jabs or something.
Yeah.
She wasn't totally in love with the fact that she was nude sunbathing in the cartoon. So I don't know how much she really loves the... Lori takes it well.
Well, you know.
More ways than one.
I think Christina Acra has a future in broadcasting.
I think so.
I think.
Now, is Florida an up-and-coming? I mean, you always hear, like, Northwestern and Columbia journalism in these places. Oh. Syracuse.
No.
Is Florida like this up-and-coming broadcast journalism school?
Those football factories like Nebraska and Michigan, Florida... You know, they have other things going for them. I mean, and partly it's because the football program brings so much money into the school, but they, you know, they have great other schools of learning within them. You know, if Michigan degree is worth a lot. Ohio State, that's...
Whoa.
It is.
Michigan and Florida.
Not if you're a football player.
No, I'm talking about Michigan is known as one of the best schools in the country.
Right.
It's up there with Stanford.
University of Florida.
Florida is known as...
It's known as a party school. Or, you know,
it's known as hot girls, football, Steve Spurrier, all that shtick.
They do have good schools of learning. Like, for example, Miami has like an incredible music department, University of Miami.
Well, I've heard Miami, and that was part of the change over the last decade. It is a good school, and it so often got covered up by football players in fatigues getting in trouble that they were really upset and really wanted to change all that. Florida, I don't think of as a – like Michigan.
I think whenever you have a student population as big as those schools, you're going to bring in good professors, and you're going to have good, you know.
I think of Florida. I think of the hot girl. Oh, is that Florida State? The cowboy hat, the hot girls in the front row that became like this internet phenomenon.
I don't know.
They were at one game. In the front row, the camera spotted them, and then they were just everywhere. They were like in Maxim. They just took off. Remember those girls, Gary?
So hot. Want to touch the rib pom-poons.
Anyway, should I say what time we're going to do the question?
No, the whole point is make people listen Tuesday and Wednesday, isn't it?
No, I'm not going to say the question what time we're going to do it.
No, we tell them what time on Wednesday so they... For the podcasters, but if you're listening live, you just have to wait to hear the...
We had a question on Wednesday.
The cue to call. Here we go. Read an email.
Oh. I agree with you, Gary. I'm sick of the idiocy.
Artie in Keene says, New Hampshire, I think you misunderstand about the whole thing about calling into EEI. He says, people don't want the Patriots Monday or Friday guys talking football. We want PFW in progress on Mondays and Fridays. I've tried on several occasions listening to the Patriots Monday and Friday, and the dead air, it sucks. And to be honest, their talk is about useless as well. We'd rather, and I am assuming that I am not alone, that you guys are on the air more often.
We would rather that as well, because we would make money.
Well, now, I think, though, that if they talk football, and with the exclusive interviews they have, it would be a good show.
I disagree. As long as they maintain their 100% Fred Kirsch Homer shtick, I don't think it's good football.
Well, okay.
Because this week, I don't think you'd get anyone on that show ripping Lawrence Maroney. And I think it's time Lawrence Maroney is discussed. Maybe not ripped.
I don't know about that.
Fred, Gary, can you chime in? You have a relationship with
Well,
it.
Maybe from this,
don't you think
on the 4 o'clock show you wouldn't
from a perspective of our listeners who seem to enjoy actual Patriots talk where one guy goes Maroney sucks, the other guy goes come on, give him a chance. You don't get that on EEI. If you come up with a negative, you get yelled down because it's all Homer Central.
Not entirely. Not entirely.
Now he's the guy who hopes no one's listening. Right. Here's what you.
Right.
But let's be honest. They're very
it
Homer.
It depends on what the topic is.
But pretty much all topics, they're taking the Fred Kirsch view. Glenn, and they don't have somebody like me or Paul
to
say.
They were making fun of Glenn yesterday because he picked the Angels to win that series. He didn't pick the Red Sox.
I thought we were talking about the Patriots.
No, I'm just saying they're not Homer all the time.
No, I'm talking about Patriots talk. They don't have. They need a Ron Borges. They need a Felger on all the time.
No, well, when the defense
to take
was bad
the other side.
Miami, they called it out.
Oh, when they get blown out 38-8 by the worst team in football, they actually say they lost. I'm saying, Gary, week to week, just honest talk. This guy sucked. This guy was good. They don't
okay,
have
you
that.
You want to come in on Mondays?
Yeah, can I get paid? I'd be happy to do it, except when Bill comes in the room. Then I'll turn it to Fred.
Shannon,
hey, Bill, how are you?
Shannon writes in. He goes, Christina Acra, va va voom. Last time I checked, gator tastes like chicken. Oh, that's not. To all those nimnuts who keep on complaining about how they think you guys don't talk enough football, shut your pie holes. I think you all do a great job, although not enough for me to buy you lunch yet. And the fact that you can mix in mindless banter and go with very knowledgeable football info and inside Pat's info makes your show the best. I can just imagine what the Dolphins radio show talks about. Hey, all of my buddies keep teasing me about how the Finns easily have the gayest uniforms in the league. What's so bad about Mandarin orange and teal-colored uniforms that display a dolphin wearing a retard helmet on the sides of their helmets? I mean, hey, I own teal-colored spandex, and I wear that to all the games. That's Shannon. That's not me.
I will say, I have no problem if people don't like when we go off on tangents, but the second you don't like when we're going off on a tangent or spending too much time, just send us in an email about football. Because as soon as someone sends in a specific question about football or comment they want talked about on the show, we generally answer it. We don't really skip over.
Right.
But when left to our own, we sometimes drift.
Well, it's PFW in progress. We do football all day. This
no,
is
I know.
Our lunch hour.
But I'm saying if people are they want more of that, then just send in more emails
right.
with specific
and,
topics.
And that's the thing. You know, we were talking about this the other day. We get emails from a certain amount of people.
Right.
You know, and it's mostly the same people. That do it. It's just like radio. It's mostly the
always
same
the
people
same
that
calls.
Call in. But we, from our numbers, we know we have thousands and thousands of other people who listen besides those that
right.
email. So, hey, give us an email. Usually if I see a new name, I'll check out what you have to say. And if it's good, I'll get you on there.
Right.
You know?
But I just, instead of emailing and saying, guys, stop talking about movies or food or whatever, send an email that says, why don't you guys discuss Jonathan Wilhite's development and his play in the nickel role? Something. And we'll
right.
talk about it.
Right.
We're more than happy to talk about anything.
We're email and caller driven.
Right.
Webradio at patriots.com.
And food driven.
Kamani says, it took me months to get Eric to sell me a painting for $600 and it was just a reproduction. I still haven't bought it yet.
Don't. It's a waste of money.
$600 for a reproduction.
Seriously, wow. You can get the reproductions in the Sky Mall catalog on the planes for a couple $100. If all you want is a blown-up reproduction. Not to, you know, undercut Eric here, but.
Emily writes in.
Hey, Emily, this is the cookie girl.
She thinks Lori is great. Keep her on.
Okay, Emily has no interest in me, is apparently a lesbian.
Tell Gary to get back to me, and I'll send some baked goods.
And a photo.
Gary, what are you waiting for?
Yeah, Gary,
get back. I believe Dan emailed her.
Oh. I saw Paul's blog about trying to get to Rock Bottom Restaurant near Campbell. I've been there before, and I'm telling you, it's not easy. My sister and I live out there, and we couldn't find it. We drove up and down Bascom Street for like an hour. I don't do well without my GPS. As for Mike's blog about driving 75 miles an hour in the carpool lane, I'm telling you, any slower, and you'll get tailgated, honked at, and flicked off. If you can't keep up, get out. California drivers are fast and reckless. They also don't like to get they don't like to let people change lanes. So leave about 2 miles to get from the carpool lane to the right lane if you exit, if you don't want to miss it. But on to football. Yahoo Sports has a list of the top 10 players that should be traded. They suggest that Larry Johnson of the Chiefs, Chad Ochocinco of the Bengals, and Antoine Odom of the Texans would be good fits for the Patriots. Do you think we could trade any of those guys for Maroney?
No. I don't think. I think Maroney is has little value. You know how we talked about Matt Cassel coming into the year? Well, everything we've seen in Lawrence Maroney, the other teams have seen. So if you wanted, now maybe you could say to Kansas City, I'll give you a first-round pick, a third-round pick, and Lawrence Maroney, so that they end up with a running back that maybe they think down the road can be something. But in terms of just like a player for player, I think Lawrence Maroney has minimal value because everybody else watches the tape and sees him dancing.
Yeah.
Now, Larry Johnson, to me, is a great player to put on a guy who should be traded list because they're rebuilding. He's not having a very good year.
Right.
And those running backs only have so many carries in them. So,
what would you give for Larry Johnson?
Not a ton. Cause
second and third pick?
A second rounder and a third rounder?
Yep, for right Larry now. Johnson. Right, for next, you know, 09.
I'd make the deal. Yeah, I would do that.
You would?
Yeah, I would.
Okay.
I think he's young enough, and I think on a good team he'd be more productive.
And I think I would take that if I'm Kansas City. I'd take a second and third pick.
And I'll throw in Maroney.
Oh.
Just to get rid of Maroney.
Really? Okay.
But I would do something like that. You know, trade values are weird. We've talked about this in the past. You know, everybody says Moss was a steal at a fourth round
pick. I think they're getting away from that formula.
Yeah. So I just put it on, would the Patriots be a better team with Larry Johnson in the backfield? And I think they would. I think he's proven that he can be very successful.
This year they would.
With a decent line and when he's in a good mood because he's that's the one thing I wouldn't like because I think he's a total jerk.
Yeah.
But I would make that. I mean, I would do it right now. To put behind Matt Cassel, to have that, I mean, I think that changes the dynamic of your offense.
TG and NJ says, yesterday, PFW had Lori Baranski on the show. You guys talked about eyebrows, hooking up Eric with cheerleaders, Lori's revolving door availability, and pumping muffins. John Rook had Christina Acker on his show, and they talked about football. Enough said. Right, our show was better. What's the matter, Gary?
I don't know. At 12:54, you just gave away the answer to the question of the week that happens at 12:55.
No, that was not the question.
It's right in front of you.
Oh, I thought the question was, who was it that called?
It is now.
Okay. Well, I'll change the
question. His name is on that sheet in front of you, Fred.
I wasn't going to read that.
Now there's salsa on that sheet. Now he's spreading the salsa, I mean the sour cream, all over the table.
Sour cream.
He is regressing. How long till he... I know you got something ready to play, so play it. But seriously...
Hey, it's Christina Acker from Patriots Today, and now it's time for the Qdoba Question of the Week.
All right.
Read the rest of it.
No, I'm not saying hot, naked burrito.
That's Christina Acker. Okay, so here's the question. All right, first caller wins a 20-person buffet from Qdoba. You can pick it up at any participating Massachusetts Qdoba restaurant. Yesterday, we had a first-time caller. What was his name? Caller. What was his name?
Okay. He also emailed like six times as well.
Well, you don't want to give him too many hints.
You just give out the answers.
I
you
did
skip
not give
right
out
past
the
hints.
Read that, Fred, what I gave you.
What was his word of the day?
These guys are staring each other down. Both are mad.
I'm not mad. I
just think you're regressing.
He has impossible directions.
You'll be in diapers soon.
All right, so what was the first-time caller's name? The phone number is 508-543-7482. That's
now,
508.
Now, can he call and say, hi, I'm...
No. that is kind of unfair. 508-543-7482.
I hope it's him.
What was the name of our first-time caller yesterday? Do we have a phone call, Gary?
We do.
Who? Glenn in Newburyport, what do you got for us?
It was Mitch.
Yay! All right, Glenn. Good for you.
Well done.
Thank you.
Do you have anything else you'd like to add to the program other than that name?
No, I think you guys are doing a great job by yourselves, actually.
Okay.
Okay.
Very enjoyable.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
Talk to Gary.
So, Glenn, you stay on the line. Gary will get your information, and you've won a 20-person buffet that you can get from any participating Qdoba in Massachusetts.
Sweet.
All right, Glenn gets it right. We got to make these questions a little harder.
Why?
Because I want a few people to call and get the wrong answer.
Okay. You make up the question next week then.
Okay. Gary says I can't make it too hard, though. He says you can't make it too hard. I don't agree. I think we want to get people calling.
Well, the only problem with that theory is we only have one phone line, and that ties things up. We need a bank. We need one of those things.
Yeah, why can't we do that? How come EEI can take calls when they do the show from here?
Well, they come in remotely through EEI.
So let's have ours come in remotely.
From where? This
from
is
EEI.
Our main. he really is. He's the clown of the show now. Like, he took my shtick. I used to be the clown on this show. Now I have to be the voice
of
reason.
You're the immature person of the show.
That's true. I am.
Brian is in Baltimore. He says, hey, guys and gal, good show yesterday. I don't get to listen live, but I hope Lori is in again this afternoon. We had Christina Acra.
And Lori early on. She wasn't on the air. But
she heard that Christina was coming. She ran out.
We actually had a virtual taco fiesta here to begin the program.
Oh, see now.
We had Christina Acra, we had Lori Baranski, and we had Tara Bertrand from, people know her best from the Urban Dictionary.
That would have been a good crew.
For what?
Anyway.
Hi, I'm Tara, Pizza with a Smile Bertrand.
She was in today. Oh, she was enjoying. See, it was a little food swap. She brings us pizza every Wednesday. We let her partake in a little Qdoba.
Right. Brian says, how about you make more time for Lori on the show? A good-looking girl, even if she's taken, that knows some football would never hurt your beloved ratings.
I still say she offered more actual football comments yesterday than Eric ever has.
What about if you get her in on the weekly picks? Who do you think she would beat? Well, besides Eric. Also, take your pick, LT rushing yards versus Pat's team rushing yards. Fred, I already know who you have.
Ooh, I will take Pat's team rushing yards.
Yeah, me too.
No, but I'm actually thinking about it and analyzing it. I think this front seven is going to start picking up the pace. I think the rotating has helped them. As I said, I think Seymour's healthy and fresh. Warren's healthy and fresh. I think they're going to start to dominate games. I think they don't like the San Diego Chargers. You know, obviously not just the Seymour and Nick Hardwick back and forth, but I think, there's some competitive juices here in this rivalry, two high-level teams, probably two teams that also at times can be borderline dirty and push the envelope.
Merriman being out, though, kind of hurts that rivalry.
No, I know, but I'm just saying the defensive front for the Patriots will be looking to dominate LaDainian Tomlinson, and the way he is, he's a little banged up. I think it's easier now. Yeah. There's some people think that he has turned that corner, and he's on the back end of the career and that he's lost a step. I'm not willing to go that far just yet, but I think the Patriots dominate him this week.
All right. Ken in Florida, just wanted to say how pleased I am that the guys are blogging from the left coast. Aside from just the personal insight, it gives the fans into what it's like to be a sports writer on the road. The practice reports and information the guys have been blogging about have made this week fly by. In particular, I want to single out Mike Parenti, whose blogging skills are a huge improvement over he who shall not be named and may just be the best blogger on the site.
Hey.
I know that may seem a backhanded compliment to print-based journalists, but they are different skills, and there are some print-based guys that can't blog to save their lives.
I agree. Blogging is a skill to do it well.
It's more a journal to other people.
Right, but you need to be able to weave information with entertainment.
Yeah.
I think blogging is a lot like sports talk radio. You can't have just only entertainment.
Right.
You can't have just only information. Because if you're only information, you're boring as all hell.
Right.
And if you're only entertainment, people say, well, this isn't really sports talk radio. I'm not learning anything about sports. You have to blend the two.
Yep. He says also, question, I've read a lot of things online, like Tom Ware from USA Today and the AP, et cetera, that have made a big deal about Coach Belichick not commenting on Tom Brady's surgery. Considering that he's got a game against an AFC rival this week and he's operating out of a makeshift office, do you think that Brady's status might be way down on the list of Belichick's worries this week?
Yeah, but I also just think he's never going to comment on something like that.
Yeah, he wouldn't. Why would he?
Right.
You know, why would you break your operational procedures?
Right. He doesn't comment on a sprained ankle, never mind a torn ACL and surgery. Plus, you also, I don't think it's a huge issue because I don't know that Brady would call. You get into violation. What is that, HIPAA? I mean, technically, you're not. Medical information is very private. It's supposed to be between the patient and the doctor.
Right.
So the more that gets out there, the more you don't want to go down that street. Although, did you see there's a lot of rumors buzzing, Fred? A lot of rumors on the internet that Giselle and Brady might be thinking of tying the knot this fall.
Really?
Maybe with the downtime and.
Rumors
from a variety. It's just rumors. Yeah. Obviously, I was not invited.
Damn right.
Harry, were you on the invitation? Did you get the G&B wedding?
One of our emailers comes through again. Josh, you were wondering who was that Florida State chick?
Yeah.
Jen Sturger.
I like her.
Is her name.
I'd like to do more than Sturger.
Uh-oh.
I don't even know what that means.
and he sends a picture.
Oh.
I'll have to look at that at the break.
I'll have to look at that. Yeah, Gary just gave you a timeout for some reason.
And also the FS Stripper says the FSU girl Annie mentioned now works for the Jets.
Really? Doing what?
In addition to that, she just completed her first major movie, The Tenant, scheduled to be released late in 2008, and she's currently the New York Jets game day host.
Oh, so she's the Christina Acra of the Jets?
I don't know what
essentially.
I don't know what game day. I don't know if it's a.
She's in some role with hosting
spokesperson.
A show.
Spokesperson.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like more like an entertainer, reporter.
Maybe we should have mentioned that. They could kind of combine notes.
I don't think the Jets and Patriots combine notes on anything.
Oh.
Behind the scenes, in front of the scenes, nothing.
Nick says, Andy, I agree with you in general about EEI, total propaganda, but they were actually starting to question Lawrence Maroney this week. What they will never do is point to the fact that he was a first-round pick and looking like another Belichick bust.
But that's my point, is they were, quote, starting to question Maroney this week. So was Fred Kirsch. That's what you get on that station.
Okay.
You need the person who's questioning him earlier and more harshly. I'm not looking for total negativity. You don't have to be all Ron Borges that, you know, ignores three Super Bowl titles and the 16-0 season. But if Fred Kirsch is willing this week to say, yeah, I'm starting to be down on Maroney, well, then the rest of the world is, you know, kicked him to the curb. That's too late to be
doing
it.
Now it's the time to do it fairly.
Holy Moses. Which one is she?
And he's looking at the picture of Jen Sturger.
Because I like both of them. Actually, I like all four of them, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. All right.
It makes sense, Gary, that he ignores you when you tell him not to take a break, and he also ignores you when you tell him specifically, time out, take a break.
Let's take a break.
What do I love at Qdoba Mexican Grill?
I love this Qdoba Catering.
If you've got a group of folks to feed, Qdoba Catering is totally the way to go.
You've got the hot taco bar.
The hot nacho bar.
The hot naked burrito bar.
Did I mention that they're hot?
I make the phone call, and they take care of everything.
People come and they
just help themselves.
They come with everything you'd need to feed a group of hungry people.
Marinated grilled chicken and beef.
Three kinds of salsa.
Fresh lettuce.
Guacamole.
Cookies and
brownies.
Homemade tortilla chips.
Everything.
Oh, we get Qdoba Catering for all kinds of different occasions.
Tailgate parties.
Soccer games.
Birthday parties.
Baby shower. For my son's graduation party. It's perfect for office meetings.
You open the door to the conference room, you get the smell of Qdoba.
Hot bars are totally unique.
It's incredible. People love it. It's fresh.
Affordable.
That's the easy way to plan a party.
That's what I love about Qdoba Mexican Grill.
That's what I love about Qdoba Catering.
Have a group to feed? Order a hot taco, nacho, or naked burrito bar from Qdoba Catering and give them food they'll never forget. What are you going to love at Qdoba?
Big games mean big parties. Feed 20 or more of your friends with a Qdoba hot taco, nacho, or naked burrito bar from Qdoba Catering. It's fast, fresh, and budget-friendly. Now with 16 Massachusetts locations, opening September at Patriot Place and Kenmore Square. Full menu available at Qdoba.com.
When you've got a lineman-size hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac Attack sausages, first down Franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mild and hot Sac Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, first down Franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine and Associate Grocers of New England and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
The Super League Championship of the History Books. The Revs are making another run in an MLS Cup Championship. Don't miss their playoff push at Gillette Stadium with the Budweiser Quest for the Cup 2-Pack. With the Budweiser Quest for the Cup 2-Pack, you'll get two tickets to one of the Revs' final matches of the season and a pair of Budweiser Revolution pint glasses free. That's two tickets, two pint glasses, and one chance to cheer on the Revolution at Gillette Stadium with playoff implications on the line. Budweiser Quest for the Cup 2-Pack start at just $38. Take in a Revs match, and you'll take home a matching pair of Revolution pint ticket classes free. Must be 21 or over to participate. Call the Revolution Ticket Office at 1-877-GET-REVS or log on to revolutionsoccer.net for tickets, game information, and everything else New England Revolution.
What a goal! Taylor Twellman!
Pride.
The sellout crowd in Foxborough rises to their feet.
Passion.
Oh, my goodness! Michael Parkhurst, are you kidding me?
Revolution. Patriot Place, New England's first and only super regional lifestyle and entertainment center, is now open right next to Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts. The home of the New England Patriots and the New England Revolution is now the home of New England's most exciting entertainment and shopping destination, featuring Circuit City, Bed Bath & Beyond, Christmas Tree Shops, Off-Broadway Shoes, Staples, and New England's first Bass Pro Shops. Patriot Place has something for your shopping needs. And coming soon to Patriot Place is the first CBS Scene restaurant and bar, a four-star hotel, showcase live entertainment venue, and a long-awaited hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon. Patriot Place will soon be the home to more than 70 shopping, entertainment, and dining experiences unlike any other in New England. Visit patriot-place.com for more information, and enter the grand opening sweepstakes for the opportunity to win a $10,000 Visa gift card for a Patriot Place shopping spree. A once-in-a-lifetime experience every day. At Patriot Place, everyone wins. Freddie took a trip over to Bass Pro to meet loyal listener Doug from Blackstone. Let's listen in.
Hey, Gary, Fred, do you have any idea what Doug looks like? Bye.
That's a trip to Bass Pro with Fred Kirsch.
All right. Welcome back to PFW in Progress. Fred and Andy here, Gary in the booth. Two genders off on a holiday.
Is he?
Yeah. Yeah.
So is that why we didn't get the full taco buffet today?
No, it's not enough manpower at the store for them to deliver all that stuff, I guess. You know, so Matt Weiss from Qdoba.
Who knew that Mexican restaurants were run by Jewish people?
Well, you know. Let's see. Joel from Merrimack, New Hampshire, saw the blogs from Cali. It was interesting to hear three different views on the car ride. It sounded very much like my three boys trying to explain exactly what happened when, upon arriving home, I found an empty ice cream carton and three spoons laying on the floor. Although they all sound somewhat reasonable, you just know someone is lying. Anyway, newsflash. Terrence Newman is gone for at least six games, and the player formerly known as Pac-Man has once again run afoul of the law. Kind of reminds me of the adage about a moth being drawn to the light. So now a Dallas defense that was suspect before is about to become completely porous. The Giants are looking better to repeat in the NFC every day. This morning, I heard on Mike and Mike that the injury to Lamont Jordan is a calf injury.
Yep.
That sounds hopeful, as usually those kind of injuries are strains. I hope he is ready for Sunday, because the thought of having to put Mr. Mamba in is not appealing. When does he get to the point where he gets tired of hearing everyone complain about his dancing and actually do something about it? I'm looking for Castle to go deep to Moss at least three to four times in the game while LT sits on the sideline and practices his petulant look in anticipation of his next Campbell's Soup commercial. Pat's 34, Chargers 21.
Oh.
That's Joel and Merrimack.
That would be a good win. By the way, if you recall, when he had the Lawrence Maroney had the breakout game last year, the game where he had the two long runs, one of them was like a fourth down run. And on that one, he broke free, and there was it was a touchdown. It was like a midfield. You knew as soon as he broke free, because there was no one there. It was a short yardage play, and he admitted that he thought about the media on his way to the end zone.
Really?
And said, you know, show these guys that I can do it, whatever. So he hears this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
He reads the mambo lines and the dancing and the when's he going to get it.
Yeah.
So let's not pretend he's one of those guys that has no idea. He knows this, and
yeah.
Maybe that's part of the problem. I don't know.
His reputation in the last couple of years has really taken a hit, because he was known as this classy guy.
I'm talking about Lawrence Maroney.
Oh, I was talking about Tomlinson. Oh, I remember Maroney saying that.
Yeah. He was Tomlinson has gone down the tube since the AFC title game. No, that wasn't the AFC title game. Divisional game, whatever, in San Diego a couple of years ago when he started bitching and moaning.
Yep.
And I used to really like him.
Yep.
And everything he's done since then,
he was
on the field,
before
off the
that.
Field, I think he's handled poorly.
Yep. Matt in San Diego, with Chambers out and LT suffering from a bad case of sand in the, you know what,
wagon rut.
GG. I think we have a good chance to pull off the upset this Sunday. The Chargers are favored by six. But what do you guys think about Castle against one of the better secondaries in the NFL? There was a lot of talk about San Diego's offense, but I think Cromartie, Jammer, Kaysen, Weddle, etc. could turn this into a long day if they can pick off a few errant passes.
Wait a minute. Don't the Chargers have a poorly ranked pass defense? I know they have players, but I'm pretty sure they're giving up a lot of yards through the air.
We'll have to look at that.
Also, Gary, can you effort that real quick? Pass defense on the Chargers. I believe they're lowly ranked and have giving up a lot of yards per game.
Also, I'm sure you guys are pretty busy, but let me know if you're going to make any public appearances like sales on Friday. I'd love to buy you guys a pitcher of beer or two. I'm a 24-year-old college student. I know I should be graduated. Go ahead, make your jokes. So I can point you in the direction of the drinking establishment frequented by the hot young college girls.
Nice.
Well, at least Mike and Andy. Eric may want to hit up Hillcrest instead, and Paul and Fred can go to the hometown buffet. These guys aren't going to be in town. Andy and I will be in town Friday, and then the team and Paul and Eric and Mike will be in town Saturday.
Right.
So I think Saturday might be the night we go to Seau's. Right. I'm not sure.
You're going
to
rent a car and drive us down.
I heard there was a big gathering at Seau's on Friday night, on Saturday night of Patriots fans.
Patriots fans?
Yeah, Patriots fans. A lot of Patriots fans in San Diego.
No, I knew that, but
I heard they were all going to go to Seau's on Saturday and take the place over.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, an organized event, or they're just showing up?
It's kind of it's
mass.
Been kind of.
But I mean, not like Seau's presents Patriots
night.
No,
it's an internet type of thing.
Now, does he frequent that establishment?
Who?
Seau.
I don't know.
Because it is interesting.
Yeah.
And it would be interesting on this night if say, a couple hundred Patriots fans showed up. Obviously, there'll be some Chargers fans there. And if the owner showed up, who also happened to play for both teams, it would be interesting.
Yes. Ping Pong writes in.
Ping Pong.
Ping Pong.
Used to be my hero. Now I got a kid named Trampoline in Maine.
First, I want to say that besides the Eric coming back from Egypt show yesterday was the best show in PFW history so far. You talked minimal football and a lot about everything else. Second, during the show yesterday, you asked if the nightclub Crawdaddy's was still open. I believe it is. I live in Lithia, which is about 30 minutes outside of Tampa, and I think I have passed it before. Thirdly, I think the Patriots will play probably a close game with the Chargers, even though some of the San Diego starters are injured. I think the final score will be 28-21 Patriots. And, he has some nasty things to say about Christina Acker that we won't read.
Nasty positive or nasty negative?
Nasty positive.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just making sure. I guess we won't make our picks just yet because we have that later in the show. But I'm interested to see how the Patriots come out this week because on one level, I say it's back-to-back West Coast games. They're playing a talented team. Could be a tough spot. But on the other side, I really do think it was good for them to stay out there and take away excuses, and that should better prepare them for the game. So I don't know exactly how – you know what I mean? I think there's two very different factors going head-to-head there. So I don't know what I really expect from myself.
Chargers are last in the NFL in passing yards allowed.
Well, there you go.
They've given up a lot.
Yeah.
1,328.
Yeah, okay.
Passing yards allowed.
They've given up 1,300 yards in five games?
Yeah.
Holy guacamole.
Yeah.
That's a lot of yards,
yeah.
I believe. Obviously, they're last.
So,
despite the fact that they have those players and on paper, and remember there was all the talk this offseason they drafted Kaysen to match up against Welker, and some of the moves they made were specifically to beat the Patriots and take that next step. That secondary hasn't played all that well. Now, sometimes I haven't pretended, I'm not going to pretend I saw all those games, but sometimes those numbers can be swayed a little bit. But that's a lot of yards to be given up through the air. Obviously, they lost something in the pass rush with Merriman.
Yep.
So it'll be interesting to see if they can attack it down the field, because you know me, I'm a proponent of a couple times going for Moss, going
absolutely
for the show.
Opens it up.
Because next week you might not be able to when he faces Champ Bailey.
Champ Bailey. Dave in Alexandria, Virginia. I heard Lori talk about setting up a dating profile for Eric in hopes that he would one day find a lady. Right. I'll take the under on that bet. I thought to myself, where could a pompous, arrogant, self-dubbed artist in intellect go to find a companion and avoid the hassle of discovering your would-be date isn't even a member of Mensa? Immediately, my mind went to www.goodgenes.com. A dating website my friends came across a few years ago, which restricts membership to only those elite who attended Ivy League schools.
Eric's out.
Tell me this isn't a website specifically set up for guys like Eric.
Well, not really, because I don't think Eric would fit. He didn't go to an Ivy League school. He's bald. He's got a huge nose. He's got a figure like a girl.
Yeah, but he went to one of the most prestigious prep schools in America.
So he topped out in high school. That's not genetically elite.
Thankfully, it looks like there might be hope. One day, Eric may find the Mensa member, art-loving, Ivy League, Scrabble-playing girl of his dreams. We can only hope.
When? I mean, let's be honest. He's on the backside.
Well,
he's always on the backside, but I mean, that's why I feel for him. I think we got to do something. I think Lori's going down the right road. We need to help him out. He's had 38 years to do it on his own. It hasn't worked. We need to put the power of the posse in action, Fred, and get Eric a girl.
I have no interest.
That's posse.
He certainly has never felt the power of the other.
Brent from Illinois, what is your take, Andy's, although like his Kevin Falk prediction, will be wrong, on how much LT plays this weekend? Thinks he'll get injured again and pound on the sidelines? Also, Fred, now try not to say, oh, now that's not right after the next comment and make it sound like you don't think it's either. Now, how do you think Eric pouted all day about being... I can't say that.
Being what?
Because we did blow him up, but he left out the up.
Getting blown?
I can't say that. But I do want to get Eric's reaction to being blown up. That I can just see him just
shaking
his head. I don't
think he's taking the calls from this number anymore.
Those guys. How much do you think LT will play?
I have no idea. I mean, I can barely predict Patriots playing time dealing with injuries. But I certainly think his answer that he'll get banged up and pout on the sideline is a feasible one. I've seen it enough to know that that's a possibility. Although, you know, I believe he has the longest starting streak of any running back in the National Football League.
That's...
So we might make fun of him being a pansy and asking out, but he's always on the field.
Yeah. Adrian in Cleveland, your show on Tuesday was a bit bland. I guess two is not enough to bicker all the time. The Wednesday show was pretty good. Lori Baranski actually balanced the show pretty well. But the funniest moment was when Eric got blown up. Hilarious. I couldn't stop giggling in the office and really had to cover my mouth not to bawl out in laughter. I agree. I think it's not the fact that he got blown up. It's knowing what his reaction
right.
is and picturing that in your mind.
He doesn't take it well.
No.
Did you ever get an email reply?
They asked me to call up and then they blow me up. I can't believe it.
Yeah, he said,
I have no formal artistic training.
I love how he says it like people would be stunned that he has no formal. You suck. You've never sold anything. Of course you don't have any formal training.
Oh, God. San Diego seems to be a team in earnest now. I'm still not sure about the Pats defense. If Pats couldn't get the interception, that's going to be a long game. So Adrian thinks that the Pats need to have some turnovers to win this one.
Well, I think generally moving forward, that's accurate. You know, as I said, not all the ills that were seen in the Miami game are gone because they beat the San Francisco 49ers. They're still a team playing with a backup quarterback. I still think that's hard to do. I still think there's stinkers on the horizon. I still think there's a roller coaster ride through the rest of the season at times.
Right.
Because, yeah. I mean.
No, it's.
How many times have we seen it?
They're going to have their good days and their bad days.
Right.
Right.
And San Diego has had some bad days of its own this year, but. As one of our Christian maybe brought up yesterday, their back is kind of up against the proverbial wall.
Oh,
this
be up
is a
for
big
game.
Game for
They're
them.
They're going to be up for this game.
And they still have talent.
Yep.
And if Chris Chambers plays and if Tomlinson plays and if all those guys can contribute, if they're not totally decimated by those injuries, that's a challenge for this Patriots defense.
Now, our Qdoba winner of the week writes in Glenn in Newburyport.
Glenny!
Just won the question, and in my excitement, I forgot to mention that my wife and I are headed to the Rams game on the 26th and thought we would collect our winnings that day for tailgating. Only problem is there's only two of us. I don't know how we would coordinate it, but would like to send an open invitation to any listeners attending the game to come tailgate with us and enjoy a Mexican fiesta. I think I recall some of the UK listeners from the PFWinProgress.com forum
James.
Saying they were attending that game. They are
coming. James will be here, right?
Yep.
If he can get a ride from somebody.
No, but there's actually a lot of UK people coming in. The question is, where are you going to be parked? We'll have to get that out.
In the lot.
Yeah, well, there's a big lot.
No, but I'm guessing they won't know until they park.
Well, they can say we're going to go in lot 10 or 11.
Maybe
that's
they
where
need
I would
to
suggest.
Set up like a cell phone tree.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
Give out your cell phone number on the internet.
Go to ukpatriots.com. Go on their forum.
Speaking of that, Fred.
What?
Why did yesterday afternoon when I was leaving early, did I get a text message from 5624 that said, go to www.patriotsmobi.now or
something? Because I sent it to you. I wanted to make sure it worked. So you got it. Good.
Yeah, I certainly didn't reply to it or go online or anything.
No, it's just to remind you what the website is.
Yeah, the one I'll never go to.
Why?
Because I don't.
Because you don't care.
No, I don't do that on my phone. I don't go online. I use my phone to talk. I know your phone does everything but allow you to talk, but I use mine to talk on. That's it. And occasionally get text messages from Mark Capella during presidential debates.
Let's see.
Which, by the way.
What?
I'm really glad I didn't make that bet with that guy.
Oh, about Obama?
I would have been out $200.
Yeah, it's over.
It's sad, but, I mean, I'm scared to see what the next 4 years are going to
be. No, you're going to be very... Well, I'm scared to see what the next
Starting
4 years are going to be like, no matter who
got
elected, because we're in for some tough times.
Well, if the next 4 years are as bad as, like, the last year and a half, 2 years, we're in trouble.
Yeah.
Although, for me personally, I got to tell you, that's something I wanted to ask. Is this directly affecting our emailers, our listeners? Because for me personally, it's kind of swung in the other direction. Gas has come down. Oil's come. I filled up with oil. It was $3.05. It was like $3.86 last time I filled up.
Well, no.
Gas is down to $2.99 for me. That saves me like a couple hundred bucks a month.
For someone like you who, you know, I don't want to make light of the word, but solvent, you know, you don't have a lot of debt.
Right.
You know, you're not running a business where you have to take out a loan to
My
meet payroll.
Is fixed
or, yeah, so you've got a fixed mortgage. You wouldn't see the effect of this unless, like,
you
an employer.
Fired.
Yeah, no, seriously. Like an employer felt it. Or,
right.
You know, so you're okay. You're
I mean,
okay.
I'm actually going, as the stock market is crumbling, oil's coming down with it.
Right.
So that's helping me. I mean, literally hundreds of dollars between my, I mean, I commute an hour each way. So my gas bill, you know, if a dollar difference at the pump is huge for me per week, per month.
Right.
So I'm actually benefiting of late from the price of oil and the gas.
Certain people, you know, like yourself, who kind of, you know, it's fixed.
Right.
What you have now is what you have.
Now, I've stopped checking my 401k to see how far it falls.
Yeah, now that's affecting everyone that has it, and we're all losing. Don't even look.
Right.
At your age, you don't need to.
Right.
You know, don't look for another,
Plus,
you know.
I honestly, the way I look at it is I haven't lost any money yet because it grew over the last 4 or 5 years to a point where all the money I'm losing now is still the profits from those years.
Right.
So I'm not to the point where I'm losing the actual money I put in.
No, you're okay. You're okay.
I hope all our listeners are okay, too.
Well, if it's a good thing, though. If I'd like to hear what the effects of this is, you know, if our listeners want to
I mean, we know strippers
was
adversely affected by the economy.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was thinking about that the other day. I wonder how many – because we have a wide variety of listeners. We have some overseas, military. We have very intelligent doctors, lawyers. And I just wonder
rocket
over that
scientist.
Rocket scientists who are still promising me a rocket that they
– Spies.
I still haven't seen that rocket.
Yeah, we have government spies.
Yeah, and a wide spectrum all over the place. And I was wondering, you know, it's the world is falling apart around us is like the news story and everything. But I wonder on a flat level, the people on our radio show, just average Joe's, Joe Sixpack, if you will.
Yeah.
What's going on out there?
Yep. Let's see. Who is this? I could barely hear that. No?
Because it's on in his booth, not on the show.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Sandy writes in. I haven't seen this name before.
Does she have Sandy in her
I don't know. Could be a man from Halifax, Nova Scotia.
Sandy's
Here's a topic I'd like your thoughts on. The sports media I follow suggests that the Giants are the best team in the league. I cringe a little when I hear this because even though they are 4-0, Washington is the only decent team they beat, and it was an ugly 16-7 win. FYI, the other three wins were versus Seattle, St. Louis, and in overtime against the Bengals. Great show. Keep up the good work. I've enjoyed your guest hosts this week. Do you think the Giants are for real? Do they deserve the number one ranking?
I personally do because I think they've been pretty consistent. They've played – I'm not going to pretend they've played a ton of good teams, but there aren't a ton of good teams out there.
Well, it turns out Washington was a good team.
Right, and there just aren't a ton of good teams out there.
Right.
I mean, are the Patriots the team that lost to the Dolphins or beat the Niners? It's going to fluctuate week to week
so
much. What
impresses me about the Giants and what's going to make them a contender is their offensive and defensive lines. You can't fool that.
And they're consistent.
You know,
they've played well.
Eli Manning may
not
be as good as he's playing right now, but those lines are good.
Right.
And you're going to be in every game if you can control the line of scrimmage.
I agree. And I don't think they're a great team. If they go on to win the Super Bowl this year, let's say, they're going to be a back-to-back Super Bowl champion. I certainly don't think they would rank up there with the great back-to-back Super Bowl champions or a lot of the teams you think of, but because they got lightning in a bottle late last year and won one maybe before they should have. And then this year, there's a down year in the league, and they're just pretty consistent. They might win another one. They deserve the title. If they get there, they get there. And I, whether you beat the Bengals in overtime, whatever, this is sort of like the old Patriots argument. Oh, it's not pretty. They're not blowing anyone out. Well, you know what? The year they were blowing everyone out, they didn't win a title. So the important thing is, can they do this consistently moving forward? I think they can. I think Eli Manning's a different quarterback since November of last year.
The confidence is in a different
world. He's the perfect example of a guy who had the talent, you know, a Lawrence Maroney, but it never was coming together with consistency. Now he seems like he gets it, and he's he has a knack for doing the right thing now.
Yep. Somebody's at the door.
Hi, this is Lonnie Paxton. Now it's time for Andy Hart's Urban Dictionary Word of the Day. That's Word of the Day. Let's see what you got.
That's funny, because some accuse him of being my twin brother. A lot of people think we very much similar.
Yeah, minus a few tattoos.
And minus a few hot babes on my arm, because he gets the hot babes. And he potentially has given those hot babes, and would do so this Sunday night, a San Diego soft serve.
Oh,
that's a San Diego soft serve.
Oh, boy. All right. Mike in Atlanta writes in. I guess that's a bad one.
Oh, it's disgusting. Who does that? That's kind of like, can I say the stuff you make out of snow?
No.
Because people probably know more generally that one from Clerks. And
Mike from Atlanta writes in. We were talking about college reputations for academics. Andy, first he says, Fred, you're the best. Thank you. Andy, you may know something about football, but from now on you should defer to Fred when it comes to collegiate education. Yes, I am a Florida grad, but I have...
So everything you say after this is useless.
But
thanks
I have
for
evidence to back it up. Florida is consistently ranked in the top 50 universities by U.S. News & World Report. Currently, it's number 49. In fact, it's number 17 for public schools. Miami is number 51. So I'm waiting for your on-air retraction.
Where's Michigan? I'm talking about Michigan.
By the way, who are you picking in the Florida-LSU game this weekend? Are you making picks for that?
No.
Are the phone lines open for that one?
No.
Let me see.
I could just pretend, even though I don't know anything about the game, like the person who used to sit here and make predictions. Why are you giving a countdown, Terry? You think he's going to say something he shouldn't? You got your finger on the button? It's disgusting, isn't it?
I mean, that takes a lot of work.
I need to retract a statement from earlier, but it has nothing to do with Florida. I don't think Lonnie Paxton is partaking in any San Diego soft serve.
No. No. That's
disgusting.
That really
is. I think more of him than that.
Really.
But I just said I had heard things about Miami that there were a lot of the academics that are there and from there and that were disappointed over the last 15 years or so that it got such a bad reputation because of football and athletics. And that it was a good school, and that they wanted to turn that around.
Right.
What's at 26?
He said Florida was at 49. They have Michigan on the same website at 26.
What's number one? Harvard.
Yeah, I'm sure. Harvard.
Harvard. Tufts. Stanford.
Tufts is right there, but you look around Michigan and you'll find Tufts 28, maybe. They dropped a couple since I went there. I think they were 24. That says nothing about me. By the way, Mr. Florida, my school is twice as high as yours is, chump.
Yeah, but they don't have a football team.
Yeah, they do.
Barely.
They're 2-1. Tough loss to Bowdoin.
Is it lightweight football? Is that what it is?
No.
Pratt.
You making fun of lightweight football now?
No, I'm just saying.
Because I believe a very important person in this building played lightweight football at the University of Columbia.
And I believe that Columbia is not bragging about their football team.
No, I thought you were dogging
about their
on lightweight as Tufts does.
28 Tufts.
One of the top 28 academic institutions in the country.
I don't know how you...
Is Emerson on there? Is Emerson on there?
Oh, please.
Go down a couple hundred.
Bridgewater, 4.
100. I didn't hear Emerson, though. Where are they from?
I don't know how you slipped through that school.
Pratt, I told you, I peaked in high school. As soon as I took those SATs, I was done.
Pratt from Germantown, Maryland. Firstly, with this Sunday's game, I want to guarantee a Pats victory because I think the Chargers are not the same team this season. There seems to be a lack of chemistry on offense, and if LT isn't 100%, our defense should have a great day shutting him down. My actual concern is about Brady. Glad he had his surgery and hope he's healing up. However, how come Belichick is dodging questions about him? We talked about that earlier. He dodges questions about
everybody.
He doesn't
talk about injuries, whether the guy's here, gone, major, minor injuries are.
He's really speculating. He says, Brady is the biggest player and difference maker for this team. How come the coach would avoid questions about him? Any chance there is a quarterback controversy next season?
No.
No way.
The only way there's a quarterback controversy is if Fred's thing comes true and Brady decides he likes life away from football and never comes back.
All right. Well, we got to take a – can we take a quick break? And then we're going to come back and we'll do the picks and Paul's going to call in.
What do I love at Qdoba Mexican Grill?
I love this Qdoba Catering.
If you've got a group of folks to feed, Qdoba Catering is totally the way to go.
You've got the hot taco bar.
The hot nacho bar.
The hot naked burrito bar.
Did I mention that they're hot?
I make the phone call and they take care of everything.
People come and they
just help themselves.
They come with everything you'd need to feed a group of hungry people.
Marinated grilled chicken and beef.
Three kinds of salsa.
Fresh lettuce.
Guacamole.
Cookies and
brownies.
Homemade tortilla chips.
Everything.
Well, we get Qdoba Catering for all kinds of different occasions.
Tailgate parties.
Soccer games.
Birthday parties.
Baby shower. For my son's graduation party. It's perfect for office meetings.
You open the door to the conference room, you get the smell of Qdoba.
Hot bars are totally unique.
It's incredible. People love it. It's fresh.
Affordable.
That's the easy way to plan a party.
That's what I love about Qdoba Mexican Grill.
That's what I love about Qdoba Catering.
Have a group to feed? Order a hot taco, nacho, or naked burrito bar from Qdoba Catering and give them food they'll never forget. What are you going to love at Qdoba?
Big games mean big parties. Feed 20 or more of your friends with a Qdoba hot taco, nacho, or naked burrito bar from Qdoba Catering. It's fast, fresh, and budget-friendly. Now with 16 Massachusetts locations, opening September at Patriot Place in Kenmore Square. Full menu available at Qdoba.com.
When you've got a lineman-size hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac Attack sausages, first down franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mile and hot Sac Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, first down franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine and Associate Grocers of New England and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
The Super League Championship in the history books, the Revs are making another run in an MLS Cup Championship. Don't miss their playoff push at Gillette Stadium with the Budweiser Quest for the Cup 2-Pack. With the Budweiser Quest for the Cup 2-Pack, you'll get two tickets to one of the Revs' final matches of the season and a pair of Budweiser Revolution pint glasses free. That's two tickets, two pint glasses, and one chance to cheer on the Revolution at Gillette Stadium with playoff implications on the line. Budweiser Quest for the Cup 2-Pack start at just $38. Take in a Revs match, and you'll take home a matching pair of Revolution pint glasses free. Must be 21 or older to participate. Call the Revolution ticket office at 1-877-GET-REVS or log on to revolutionsoccer.net for tickets, game information, and everything else New England Revolution.
What a goal! Taylor Twellman!
Pride.
The sellout crowd in Foxborough rises to their feet.
Passion.
Oh my goodness! Michael Parkhurst! Are you kidding me?
Revolution. And now, great moments in PFW in progress history.
So it's 1:45, so Eric, we do need to get your fact of the day.
My favorite class in high school, acting.
Acting?
Acting, my senior year.
They had a class in your high school for acting?
St. Paul's, they have a class for everything, Fred. The most elite prep school in the country.
Who has gone to St. Paul's that made it elite?
Pompous jerks. John Kerry, Hobie Baker, Judd Nelson from Breakfast Club.
Strippers ads that Don Sweeney.
That's right.
And Ephraim Zimbalist Jr.
Who the
f- oh, God.
That's another great moment from PFW in progress.
All right, back here. It's time to do the picks as we do every Thursday. Todd Porter, though, writes in, Eric, is Eric aware that the Bush guy in San Francisco is getting paid for scaring people and can't get paid for his art?
Don't tell
Eric. If he isn't,
he
is now.
And he'll cry. It's been a tough week for Eric.
Yeah.
Can I?
We're trying to drum up Paul.
Maybe he drowned on the way back from Alcatraz.
Could be.
Is this going to go to his voicemail?
They charge extra for a whale sighting on that one.
All right, well.
Andy, please don't
Please come back next time.
All right.
Paul's not going to answer, so...
Hi, this is Paul.
While we are efforting to get him, I will go over the results of last week, because he did email those in, because, you know, he has the notebook that is the Bible, has everything in it.
He makes the book.
Fred, you tied for the lead yet again. Basically a positive week for all of us. 9-5 without the spreads for Fred, Paul, Mike, and Eric. Andy was the only one who did not go 9-5, went 8-6. With the spreads last week, I'll give everyone one guess on who led. Yeah. Fred Kirsch, 7-5-2, followed up by Paul Perillo at 6-6-2, as well as Mike Parenti at 6-6-2. Eric and I both went 5-7-2. So for the season, Fred Kirsch leads both ways. 52-22 straight up, 47-24-3 with the number, which is damn near ridiculous if you ask me. Second place, Andy Hart, 47-27. Third place, Eric Scalavino, 46-28. Fourth place, 45-29 is Paul Perillo. And as always, the same chair is in last place. There's a new body in that chair, right, but year to year.
Same results.
The loser, Mike Parenti, 42-32. The rest of us, not even. Paul is at 40-31-3, second place with his number. 36 wins for Eric, 33 for me. And Mike Parenti really pulling up the rear against the number. 32-39-3.
That chair.
Yeah, it's the idiot chair where you pretend like you know everything and you say it definitively and get it wrong most of the time.
All right, well, then it's just me and Andy, I guess.
Well, no, I have Mike and Eric. So
oh, you do?
I can read their picks. I'll try to pretend to be pompous and make
now
Eric's
pick. Now
it's
not even ringing. It's just going right to voicemail.
My guess is he's not getting service. Maybe it's San Francisco. Maybe he's getting serviced.
Oh, now. Okay.
So how do you want to start this?
I'll just say let's start with the 1 o'clock games as we always do. First one, Chicago at Atlanta, but we don't have the number.
I have the number.
Oh, you have the number.
Okay. I did some work this week.
Okay.
I'm making sure everything runs smoothly.
Okay, so Chicago at Atlanta.
Atlanta plus 2.5.
Plus 2.5, Atlanta. Okay.
So first of all, both Mike and Eric take Chicago both ways. So they believe the Bears going to win and cover on the road in Atlanta.
It's an interesting
one. It is an interesting game.
Paul's on the line. Hey, Paul.
Hey, guys.
How you doing?
I'm all right.
Thanks for sending in all the results from last week. We just went over that.
Yeah, well, especially for you. You continue to dominate.
Well, I don't know about dominate. I think we all did about the same last week.
No, but you dominate. Even your bad week, you still beat
us.
Even
your bad weeks, you're dominant. You're 52-22.
Paul, did you notice that Fred's wins with the number is tied for second place in just picks overall?
Yeah.
I mean, he's amazing. His just picks is first place, and his picks with the number is in second place for just picks. The guy is just dominant.
He's a machine.
I still think he's being a pansy by not putting any money on this.
Well,
it's illegal.
That's true.
We get fired. We work for the NFL.
Oh.
We can't do that.
Well, but you're with the crafts. You can't be fired.
I can't do that.
Anyway, Paul, we're starting off with Chicago at Atlanta. Atlanta plus 2.5. What do you got?
I like the Bears, even though I'm really impressed with what Atlanta's done with Mike Smith and Matt Ryan. But I like the Bears. I think their physical style will be too much for them. I'll take the Bears and the point, and I'll give the points.
All right, Fred, I'm going to do the same thing, make it so far unanimous. I will take Chicago both ways.
I'm surprised.
Defense eats up the young quarterback.
I'm surprised no one's taking Atlanta in this game.
So take them if you want.
I am. I'm going to take Atlanta.
Okay.
Did Mike and Eric make picks?
Yeah.
They like Chicago?
They emailed them in. Yeah, everybody except Fred went with Chicago both ways.
Okay, and that's the first game we've done?
That's the first game. By the way, Paul, you missed the Qdoba, and I was just reminded of it because John Rook is stuffing his face with a 12-pound burrito as we speak.
Oh, nice.
The pre-made, it's a Jewish holiday, so we could not get the full buffet, so we had to place an order.
Yeah, I don't know what that has to do with it. But
I don't really either, but the pre-made
delivery guy isn't working.
The delivery guy delivered food.
But he doesn't know how to set it up the way Matt does.
You put the Sterno underneath and you light a match.
I didn't hire these guys.
I'm just saying the pre-made burritos are phenomenal.
All right.
They're huge and they're great.
Nice.
No, I'm not saying hot naked burrito.
And she was on the show today.
And you missed
Christina
the most.
Was on?
Yeah, and it was the most uncomfortable segment I've ever taken part in. Fred was his normal self, just going at her, asking inappropriate question after inappropriate question, bringing up.
Did she get mad?
No, but she didn't really have fun.
I asked her if B-Lo ever asked her out.
Oh, Fred.
And then asked her again, and then again, and followed up with, now you're sure he never asked you out?
And she said, he never asked me out, and I made it clear he should never ask me out. It got uncomfortable. It was not fun. It was not funny.
Oh, that's even more uncomfortable.
Yes, and I was here. Yeah, I was. It was awkward. Terrible. All right, next game, Fred.
Miami at Houston.
Miami at Houston, -3.
Oh, I'm going first?
Sure. Or actually, starting first, Miami both ways for Mike.
Miami's getting 3 points?
Yeah, it says Houston -3.
Wow.
And the other side, Houston both ways for one, Eric, the struggling artist Scalavino. You're up, Paul.
I'm going to take Miami. I like what the Dolphins are doing. I'm not exactly sure how they're doing it, but they've been very impressive. They showed last week that it wasn't just a one-week fluke with the Patriots. So I'll take them to win another one, see if they can win on the road again.
Okay, this is a tough one for me. I am going to take Houston to win at home. They obviously gave away one with Sage Rosenfels, and I find it hard to believe that just the turnover, the Bill Parcells, I'm not totally sold on the Dolphins, and even though this is a game they probably should win, I think the storybook little streak here comes to a close.
I'm going to take Miami. I think that overlooked in this little run that they're having is their defense. They're playing some pretty good defense, and that's what they want to be known for. So I'm going to take Miami to win this game.
Okay. Next up, what do you got?
Baltimore at Indianapolis.
Baltimore at Indy. Indy is giving 4.5.
Ooh. Wow, this is an interesting one.
Both Mike and Eric take Indy both ways. Paul, you're up.
Yeah, I'm going to take Indy both ways, too. I have to think at some point the Colts are going to play a football game. They've yet to do that so far. They've been very fortunate to win the games that they have. But I think this is a game that Baltimore doesn't have really enough offensively to exploit. I think the Colts banged up defense, so I think they scored just enough points to cover that spread.
I agree. I'm going to stick with Indy both ways at home. Sooner or later, they're going to put up some points. And as you said, even though Joe Flacco has been given the job for the rest of the year and the vote of confidence, I just find it hard to believe the Colts at home can't score enough points to cover 4.5. So I'll take Indy both ways.
I'm going to go with the Colts to win, but the Ravens to cover. I think the Colts' weekend defense keeps the Ravens in this game. And playing at home so far hasn't really worked out that well for the Colts. So, the Ravens keep it close. The Ravens keep it close, but the Colts pull it out. Okay.
Paul, you can probably tell by that long pause and dead air that Gary happened to put a piece of paper in front of Fred.
Well, it's hard to...
Oh.
All right, Detroit at Minnesota.
At Minnesota, they are giving Detroit 13 points.
Ooh. Wow.
Yeah, I'm falling to the trap here, Andy.
Right.
I'll take Minnesota to win, but I'll take the points.
That seems to be the popular choice, as both Mike and Eric did the same thing. And I will do the same thing because I know Minnesota might be due for Adrian Peterson was held in check. That doesn't happen all that often in his young career, so he might have a huge week. But with Gus Frerotte and that offense just in general, 13's a lot of points, so I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I'll have to do the same thing. Minnesota wins, but Detroit covers. Did you see the Rob Marinella press conference about how he's a fighter and all that stuff?
Yeah, well, you don't know me very well.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
He's the Marine.
He seemed a little weird, though.
Oh, he's a little weird.
Yeah.
Didn't he make his team walk to Oakland or something?
Of
those trips?
Yeah, and he does the leather jacket thing, but he's got a cane. He's kind of like McCain. He's like this weird ex-military.
He's the guy on the front lawn saying, "Get off my lawn!"
A little bit.
Yeah.
Paul, I should note that I got these spreads, obviously, as you always do, from the Boston Herald. Have you checked out the new printing of the Boston Herald? Have you seen a new copy?
I have not.
Oh, it is phenomenal.
Is it a redesign?
It's small. No, no, no. They just have it printed
new presses.
Off-site.
New presses.
And it's a smaller, it's probably, I don't know, 2.5 inches in both directions, smaller. But the big thing is the pictures, and there's nothing that's off anymore. Remember how the Herald is generally off with
the registration?
Oh, right. Just fun. The pictures, there's more color. They've added a lot more color to the paper, and it just jumps off the page. It looks almost like our paper or one of the high-level publications that you see weeklies that are printed on newspaper. It's phenomenal. You'll be very happy when you get home.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
I'm very happy. I'm just happy to learn that you guys haven't killed each other. You know,
we can get along quite well.
I figured for sure Fred would have killed you by now.
Well, he's, you know, he went and did some shopping for 4 hours this morning, so he wasn't around the office. He's been in and out. Plus, he was yelling at Lori for most of the show yesterday.
Really?
He told her to shut the hell up.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
I did?
What did Lori do?
I kind of led her to make fun of Fred's belly.
Oh.
And he told her to shut the hell up. Okay, what's the next game, Freddie?
Oakland at New Orleans.
Oakland at New Orleans. Where is that game on my...
7.5.
Okay, you start talking then.
Saints by 7.5. I'm going to take the Saints, but I'm going to take Oakland to cover because I think they've played everybody pretty tough so far, and 7.5 is a lot.
Okie dokie. I will take the Saints to win and cover. Coaching change here. They were fighting for Lane Kiffin. They're not going to fight for that Crable guy or Cable or whatever his name is.
Tom.
It's over. Debacle in Oakland.
What did the guy say?
New Orleans, Oakland for Mike. He took the points with Oakland. And Eric, New Orleans, New Orleans.
I'm going to go New Orleans, New Orleans as well. They win and cover.
Okay. We probably should pick up the pace here.
Yeah, Cincinnati at the Jets.
Cincinnati at the Jets. The Jets are giving 6. Both of our lads on the West Coast took the Jets both ways.
Yeah, I'm going to do as well. I was impressed with Cincinnati last week, but I just don't think there's much there. I'll take the Jets.
I'll take the Jets both ways as well. No interest in Cincinnati.
I'm going to split it down the middle. Jets win. Cincinnati covers. Next game, Carolina at Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay giving 1.5.
Oh.
Carolina both ways for Mike and Eric.
Yeah, I guess I'll make it unanimous then. That's a tough one. That's a tough game. Tough NFC South matchup. Underrated division, that NFC South. Off to a pretty good start. But I'll take Carolina. I think they've played tough so far this year.
Yeah, I'll keep it consistent. I'll go Carolina both ways.
All right, and I'll go Tampa Bay.
Freddie Kirsch looking to separate himself yet again from the masses that is PFW.
St. Louis at Washington.
The Fredskins giving 13.5 points.
Oof. That's a lot.
Washington-St. Louis split for Mike. Washington-St. Louis split for Eric.
Yeah, and a Washington-St. Louis split for me, too. I'll fall into another trap and just take points, even though the Rams are in disarray.
I'll go Washington both ways. No interest in the Rams.
I'm going to split
too many
it.
Field goals for the Fredskins.
Yeah, I'm going to split it, too. Washington wins, but they don't cover. Jacksonville at Denver.
Jacksonville at Denver. Denver is giving 3.5 points. Mike Parenti splits it. Denver and then takes the points. Eric takes Denver both ways.
Yeah, Paul splits it. He's going to take Denver and then the Jacksonville with the points. The half point being key.
Okay.
I will take Denver both ways to win pretty easily through the air.
I'm going to take Jacksonville to win.
Okay. Jacksonville to win?
Yep, they're going to win.
Banging up the Broncos and therefore weakening them for their following week matchup with the New England Patriots.
Dallas at Arizona.
Dallas at Arizona. The Cardinals are getting 5.
What do the boys do?
Oh, sorry. Dallas both ways for Mr. Parenti and Dallas, Arizona split for Eric.
Yeah, I'm going to take Dallas both ways even with the Pac-Man Jones thing. Who knows what's going on there, but... I just think that owns the Cardinals, and until they prove otherwise, I can't take the Cardinals.
I agree. I'll take Dallas both ways, although somebody was saying earlier how Terrence Newman's hurt.
Yeah, he's out.
They can't be any worse than when I saw Terrence Newman playing healthy a couple weeks ago.
Well, you know what? That at least explains a little bit. He's got a sports hernia.
Right.
And at least, you know, it's kind of like the Carson Palmer thing. Like, we knew he couldn't be that bad.
Right.
There had to be something wrong.
I'm going to go Dallas both ways in this game as well. Okay, Philadelphia at San Francisco. Philly is upset. Donovan McNabb thinks that he was embarrassed by last game.
That's true, and San Francisco should be embarrassed by their performance against the Patriots. They're getting 5 points at home in that dump of a stadium. Philly across the board for the two boys.
Yesterday.
Yeah, I'm going to take Philadelphia as well. I got to think at some point they turn it around. I think there's too much talent there to be 2-3.
Is Westbrook did not practice early in the week, I don't think?
Well, he's got fractured ribs. I wouldn't think he would practice again this year.
He'll just play.
All right.
And run all over the San Francisco 49ers. To help the Eagles to victory, I'll take them both ways.
Eagles both ways as well. All right. Green Bay at Seattle.
The Seahawks giving two. Seahawks giving two. Mike Parenti takes Seattle both ways, and Eric takes the Green Bay Packers to win.
I'm going to take Seattle, although I'm not really feeling good about it. Just going with the home field here, and Green Bay has lost the throw, and I think Seattle takes advantage of that.
Yeah.
I'll take Green Bay on the road.
Oh, you're going to take Green Bay. I'm going to take Seattle.
Okay.
New York, this is the Monday night game. Giants at Cleveland.
Cleveland getting 7.5 at home. Mike Parenti, the Giants fan and resident New York lover, will take the Giants to win but takes the points. Eric Scalavino takes the Browns.
To win?
Yep.
Wow. I am going to take the Giants to win the game, but I will take the half point there. I'll take Cleveland to cover.
I will take the New York Giants to win both ways. As everyone knows, they're my favorite football team right now. They're playing consistent football. And luckily...
You work for the Patriots, Andy.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm off the Steelers since all those injuries hit. They were my favorite football team. But the Giants get to play another not-so-great football team and continue their role.
What's the spread here?
7.5.
Oh, if it was a little bit more, I might take Cleveland to cover, but I'll take the Giants both ways.
And finally,
Sunday night, New England at San Diego.
San Diego giving up 5.5 points. The homers in the crew, known as Mike and Eric, take New England both ways.
I am going to take San Diego to win the game.
There's a
but
shock.
I am not feeling real about that after their performance last week. I just think that they are the more desperate team. They're playing at home. They just cannot afford another early season loss. They're 2-3. They go to Buffalo next week, and they go to London the week after that to play the Saints. That's a tough stretch. They cannot afford to lose this game. And I think that when you have a pretty talented team that is that desperate at home, generally they find a way to win. But yeah. I'm going to take the 5.5 points, and the Patriots will cover.
You know, that's a good pick because, you know, the Patriots have not started fast in any of these games. And the only way I think that, you know, San Diego could get down is if things don't go right for them. They have a tendency to be the emotional up-and-down type of team. If things happen really well for the Patriots quickly, they could run away with the game. You know, that probably though won't happen with Matt Castle at quarterback. So I can see where you're coming from, Paul. What do you think, Andy?
I am going to agree with Paul. I'm going to take San Diego. I'm a little torn on this because on one way I agree with Paul. I think San Diego, it's a virtual must-win early season game. I think it's tough to win on the road with a backup quarterback back-to-back weeks on the West Coast. That said, I think the Patriots did a good thing staying out there, and that'll benefit them, and that gives them a better chance of getting it done. But I think there's still enough talent on San Diego, even with a lot of the guys banged up. So I will take San Diego to win, but I am going to take the points. I think the Patriots will play it tough, and I'm thinking something 24-20, so I'll take that 5.5, baby.
Well,
That's right about what I'm thinking.
After everything that I said, I'm taking the Patriots both ways.
There's a shock.
Oh, really? Oh, really?
Homer. Missed a good TV show, Paul. You should dial it up on the website.
What happened?
Oh, Andy and I and Neck
and... Just point counterpoint. Fred comes in and goes, I watched the Andy Hart show last night.
Well, you did kind of, you know, talk over everyone.
Well, just so you know, every time you talk, you said what I said earlier and just repeated it.
Wow.
You have no material of your own. Wow.
That's because you say everything.
That's true.
Yeah.
You say everything and believe it.
All right, that's Paul. Now we blew up two PFW guys.
Once we got his picks, we were done with him. John Rook's here, kicking us out of our own studio quickly because why?
No, not at all. Not at all. But I wanted to come in and give some serious love to Qdoba today.
Well, how
showed it some serious love with your mouth in there. Holy Moses.
Yeah, it went down pretty quick, didn't it?
Wow.
Never been known to turn down Mexican food, especially when it is on the bubble.
So. Well, and due to your history of crossing the border and having tequila, I'm sure you had some big burritos in those
times. I did that?
As well.
Yeah.
You did that. The ladies,
really
the tequila, and the burritos.
I don't remember the burritos. The tequila, yes.
Have you ever heard of a
the
taco
ladies,
fiesta?
The ladies, yes.
Taco fiesta south of the border.
Is that the word of the day?
It was a while ago. Today's was San Diego soft serve, and you don't want to know anything about
no,
it.
It's disgusting. I don't think so either. No.
So what do you have? What do you really have? You're kicking us out for a reason, I saw.
No, absolutely not. Just came in here to kind of sit and have some fun. That's all.
So what? Guest coming up, John?
Yeah.
A show. Yeah.
I thought I was going to be in trouble there for saying something I shouldn't.
You have an NFL media luminary.
Yes, Peter King is going to join us right off the top of the hour.
Luminary a synonym for whore?
Come on. I don't think I'd really put him in that category, Andy.
Ah, he'll go. He is everywhere. The money calls.
Well, but
although he's also coming here.
Wait. And you wouldn't?
Oh no, I would. I'm on the record saying that. Just no one calls.
So there you go. Peter King's going to join us, and we'll get into some of the Sunday night football night in America stuff with him. And Russell Baxter from ESPN will join us in the second hour of the program. So I'm telling you, we are just chock full.
That's Did you great. See? Ask Peter if he was involved. Did you see the tagline for the game? No love lost, no Brady, no other game or something. Like, they have a little slogan to advertise every. And they included no Brady at the game in part of it, but that there's still a rivalry here.
Right.
You should look that up and tweak that, Gary.
Okay. No, I wasn't aware of that, but now that you said
they're
that,
playing
I'll
off
try to
the
be more
San
aware of
Diego
it.
Rivalry and the heated nature that sort of developed the last couple of years.
That
here.
Was one of the things we've talked about over the last couple of days. In fact, we had Hank Bauer, who does their radio and a former coach and player and everything in San Diego, and he kind of said that he thought that the rivalry was a little bit more downplayed this year simply because of the way the teams, have been stuck by the injuries and what have you, and he wasn't really into it. However, I mean, reading the media reports out there out of the Times Union and such, I don't get that at all. In fact, it seems to me like they're trying to stir it up.
Right. I think they are trying to stir it up. I think it lost something with no Brady, no Merriman, who's pretty
not allowed
no
lightning rod player.
If we had those two guys, healthy, and these two teams were playing, regardless of the records, I still think that there would have been some fire there.
Plus, there was all that stuff in the offseason with A.J. Smith saying he drafted Kaysan for the Patriots. He was building his team to go through the Patriots and to adjust to their spread offense and different things. So it'll be.
We'll see you next Tuesday.
Whoa, I'm being cut off by Fred. No. Saying vulgarities.
Keep going.
I lost it. I'm out.
No, the A.J. Smith is actually a good starting point, only because he's the one that brought in Norv. Norv is his sort of handpicked guy, and now, here's a guy who has Rhode Island background. And A.J.
Smith.
The ship
is sinking.
That's right, and the ship is sinking. So, I mean, it's on him now.
Yeah,
it is squarely on him.
This is his show.
And I kind of agree with what you and Paul were thinking in terms of the game this weekend. I think San Diego's just got its butt up against the wall here.
No question. If they lose this, they're in some serious trouble. It's a hole they might not be able to dig out of later.
I said yesterday that I thought the Patriots had a better opportunity to win the game than I thought this time a week ago.
I agree.
And because of what I saw in San Francisco, I saw enough to where I think now that there's some renewed hope.
I agree.
I still right now don't think they win the game Sunday night.
I agree. Yeah. And I don't think that's any message for the rest of the year.
It's not. That's exactly
Matt
right.
Castle,
no.
You are a certain team right now.
That's right.
You have to build.
And it doesn't mean that this team won't continue to get better and improve. I mean, you don't want to be firing on all cylinders, in week six. You want to be firing on all cylinders by the time you get by Thanksgiving.
Right, and I'll put it this way. If the Patriots lose, I still think you could see Patriots-Chargers in January. If the Chargers lose, I think it's going to be tough for you to see Patriots-Chargers in January, and the Chargers will be the team that won't be.
That is correct. Right. I would agree with that assessment 110%. I can't believe I agree with you 110%.
Wow.
I have some pretty sane comments every once in a while.
All right. Well, that's going to be
you drank more tequila, you'd listen to me more.
PFW in progress. John Rook is standing by again. Peter King and who's the
Russell
other guy?
Baxter.
Russell Baxter will be his guests on the show. So that's coming up right now. As for us, we will see you next Tuesday.
We'll see you next Tuesday.